Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust. Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Cincinnati Reds in a big way trying to break a two-game losing streak in the eighth inning. They lead Washington 14-1. J.J. Bleda is homer twice for the Reds. Guardians have the day off. They'll host Cincinnati tomorrow. Columbus Clippers continue their series at St. Paul tonight. Opening round of the PGA Championship at Adirondack in Pennsylvania. Aldridge Podgeeter, Stephen Jagger, Minwoo Lee, and Ryo Hitsitsune share the lead at 3-under par. One stroke ahead of the field at the LPGA Kroger Queen City Championship in Cincinnati. It's Chela Choi and Inya Yoon, who share that lead at 4-under par. NHL playoffs tonight. East round 2, Montreal at Buffalo. Series tied at 2 all. Vegas at Anaheim. Knights lead the Ducks 3-2. Edmonton today dismissed head coach Chris Knobloch. This update brought to you by United Dairy Farmers. Try UDF's new ice cream quake flavors for summer, only for a limited time. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
Making
I missed you.
His return to the show that he's on.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a big day today, Timmy.
Hey.
We got a couple good things happening today. We got the golfie on TV. Keeps you very interested. Got the Players' Championship. Plus,
no, that's wrong. The PGA Championship.
PGA Championship, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yep. Second major number two of the season.
You know
used
what I
to
meant.
Be the fourth major.
Yeah. PGA Championship. It's also Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
And that means Teddy will dazzle us with audio. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Also, tonight, 9 o'clock on YouTube, Common Man's Basement.
When did this come up? This week?
Well, you've been gone all week.
I announced it
on Monday. It's Thursday. I've been promoting it all week.
That's 3 days.
That's right.
Is that
3 days of promotion?
Week, or is that 3 days?
No, that's all week.
Is that a lot of time, or is that just 3 work days?
It's our all week, is what it is.
Remember when you went to Italy and you were gone for the whole week plus an extra day after that?
Remember when you did this?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
God, I got two of them. I got one at home and I got one at work.
You know what? Let's score keep.
I have a log of grievances, my friend. I tell my wife all the time, you want to score keep? I'll score keep with the best of them. I'll whip that thing out.
I'm sorry. I left my log book at my desk.
Uh-huh.
It's not with me right now, but
tonight,
I'm sure it's pretty full.
9 o'clock, Common Man's Basement on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search Common Man's Basement, subscribe to it. It's brought to you by my friends at the Lion's Den. Nothing is off limits tonight. As a matter of fact, I have something to say to the chat people.
Oh, the YouTube chat people.
Chat people. I hope you join me.
Makes it sound like they're a gang. You say it
they
that
kind
way.
Of are
the
a gang.
Chat people.
So I have something to say to the chat people, and we have something fun that I'm announcing tonight as well. Your chance to bring home a part of this show.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'll tell you what.
We kind of talked about this already.
It's a fun/sad day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're parting with something that we love, but it's something that you can now have in your home if you choose to. So that's tonight, 9 o'clock on the YouTube. How was your couple days off? You went up to Michigan, played some golfie?
I played some golfie in Michigan. Part of this was, I've talked to several golf buddies that have done this trip but no one closer to me than good old Beamer. Beamer goes up to Michigan once or sometimes twice a summer to do a little family trip. He stays at a little place called Bear Lake. And I was seeing all the different lakes up there. It's not quite Minnesota, where it's the land of 10,000 lakes.
Lake Titicaca up there?
I drove by Lake Titicaca.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Did you
and
do some motorboating?
I stopped by. I did some motorboating. I did
good.
Some fishing.
Ah, yeah. Good fish in Lake Titicaca?
I took a little dip in Titicaca.
Oh,
yeah. A
little Brumski.
And it was quite refreshing. You would not believe how blue the water is there. Mm-hmm. All the different lakes, quite blue. So anyway, it was Beamer's part of neck of that state up north. And he said a lot about it. Part of the neck. Save the neck from me, Clark. Not quite up at the UPI, but way up there. Good 7-hour poke from Columbus here. But I would say worth it. This is, Mike, I've got this poster that's on my wall in the guest bedroom. Call that the golfy room.
I was going to say.
Call that the golfy room.
Is it an erotic poster? Is it Gary Player in a thong?
It's me, Gary Player. Don't I look good? It's because I do all the push-ups and the sit-ups.
I go to Lake Titicaca.
We have one in South America as well. Sorry, not South America. South Africa.
Africa.
That's the one.
Lake Titicaca actually is in South America,
but we like them all over the place. So, what was I saying? Poster on the wall, and it has 50 golf courses on it. It's the top 50 courses in the U.S., public or private. So I've kind of set a little bar at let's do half the list. Like, that's my current goal line.
Why not the whole list?
Half the list. Well, start by doing 50%, and then we'll start checking more out. We'll get to more of them if there's time. But I'm at the age now. Like, I never did any golf trips. It was until 2 years ago when Sarah got me the big gift, the 40th/Christmas present, where she booked the trip for me and basically pushed me out the door and said, "You're going to Pebble Beach."
Well, is that really a gift for you? I mean, she's at home doing dudes the entire time that you're out.
You know what?
You didn't care, did you? Doesn't matter. Shit. Change of sheets. That's all I care about.
Fantastic. Yeah. If that's the deal that we could set up, she gets to do the milkman for a few days. I get to go play some of the top 50, in that case, top 10 golf courses
in
the
world.
That's
a good deal.
I will go and do that. So once I did that, I said, we got to get moving on this. I need to start scratching off at least a course, hopefully two, every single year here. So the plan was to play a second one. There's Arcadia Bluffs, which is where I played, which is not that old of a course, but it is as picturesque, as unique as any style of golf you will ever play. I mean, I didn't get to play a lot of it. I played one time when we took that trip to Scotland, but clearly I couldn't play the old course or the new course because the Open Championship was going on that week. It is nothing like that kind of Scottish links style. It's nothing like standard American style golf. It's just rolling hills everywhere. You've got the wind. You've got the lake effect. You've got the bluffs. It's this spongy type of fescue that just soaks up your golf ball. It's splotchy. There's like dirt pan lies. You can't find anything if you hit it in there.
Fescue and...
Fescue, you
got pan lies,
the heather, you got the weeds.
No peat there, the peat.
No peat. Yeah.
That's across the
pond. That's like
peat.
Ireland. You got the moss and the peat, so not quite like that. But it was just outstanding. I got the sunset round on Monday, so the sun setting on Lake Michigan,
who'd
chasing
you play
the
with?
Daylight. I played with a young man that played some D3 golf. He just graduated this month.
So just some random...
So I was paired with a single. His mom was in the cart riding with him just because they were there on their family trip.
Little boy and his mom.
That's right.
And then you.
Yeah. And then just
and then Rachel Maddow shows up.
And then here I am. I fired myself a nice 82. I was very happy with that.
You were
very windy.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Did you eat any good food? Did you
do
anything?
Had some crusted walleye. For dinner.
I love a good walleye.
Oh, my God.
Love a good walleye.
Native fish to Lake Michigan.
Fine.
You got your lake trout.
You got Erie, and you got walleye in Lake Erie, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's only so many fish you're gonna have there, but that was a good
one. No marlin?
It's right there. Yeah. don't have the...
those sword fishing
you don't
up
have
there?
You don't have the sharks. No. Don't have the sword fish or the marlin, the blue marlin. Would have been nice to have that. No mahi out there.
Grouper? No,
they could be a grouper.
No. Grouper's down in the Gulf.
Snapper? Probably no snapper.
Steve Snapper. Snapper Jones.
You got the Mike Trout. You got the walleye.
Yeah.
What else do you think you got up there?
Just go to the restaurant by yourself.
Sea bass. Yeah, sat at the bar. Yep.
It's nice. It's a good little thing to do.
You know what? I really like being alone.
It's underrated, buddy. I'm telling you.
I was joking about this with Fishy, and you probably get this too, and I'm probably speaking to a lot of family men out there where it's nothing to do with not loving the situation that you're in.
It's a little bit to do with that.
A little bit. Something to do with that. Jesus Christ, why did I get married and choose this life? Love you, honey. No, but it's one of those things where you're so regimented. It's get up. It's go to work. It's come home from work. It's do dinner. It's talk about your day. Did you have a good day? Did you have a good day today or a bad day today? Well, I had a good day. It's all that. It's how did school go with the kids? And then it's just rinse and repeat over and over and over again. And when you go on trips, you're with everybody that you know all the time. So for 2 days or so to just go alone, oh my God.
I think I'm going to try that.
Second time I've done this now.
I've never done it.
Pebble was made for me. Like, I didn't have anything to do with that trip. Probably, you know, most people, they have these, their golf buddies. You got 8, 12 guys. Everyone that I talk to has all these people they go on the trips with. I don't think I'm going on trips with anybody. I'm just going alone, and I'll be the straggler. Hey, guys, because I can hold my own. People like the way I play. I get around the golf course, and if you're going to play bad fast. I can hang. I can do it all.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad you're back.
Glad I was here the whole time.
Oh, but it
too hot.
Feels like you've been gone, though.
It's too hot Thursday. That's right. PGA Championship today. Food is free. Beer is not.
Oh.
We'll discuss it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
In Fairfield County, State Route 158 is closed due to an accident that's in the construction zone between State Route 204 and Blacklick Road. Also seeing a little bit of stop-and-go traffic northbound 71 between East Broad and 11th. That's a 10-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, TopCon Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
State baseball all season long on The Fan 2.
You can find the magical land of The Fan 2 by tuning into 1460 on your AM dial
or clicking on The Fan's HD2 feed.
Tyler Danberg thanks you.
Your home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan.
Hello, it's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see a partly sunny day today and cool with breezy winds and temperatures in the mid to low 60s. Skies turn mostly clear tonight as lows plunge into the upper 30s to low 40s, but we end the work week mostly sunny and it will be a tad warmer as our daytime highs get into the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. PJ Championship going on today.
Outside Pennsylvania.
Of Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's right.
It's Adirondack Chair National.
Adirondack.
It's by the Turnpike, I think.
Uh-huh.
Right, Timmy? Turnpike.
Shut up.
Timmy knows where the Turnpike goes.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. I was used to the Turnpike going a certain route. I didn't realize.
See, what happened
hooked
was.
Up around Oakmont. It does.
So,
I was wrong.
I'm looking at the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I'm
say
gonna,
those names
I'm
going to
do some names
say,
for you.
Say
right?
these names up here.
Tied for first, you have Aldrich Potgeiter.
Good try. I believe it's a Geeter, right, Teddy?
Josh New and Teles Lou.
Thank you, Ric Flair.
Yeah, I think so.
Stefan Jaeger.
I think we're going with just a Steven. I think we're going with
He's
a
German,
straight
though.
Up Steven. Yeah, but
Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs. We just had who won the event this past weekend, played beautiful golf. He comes from like a billionaire magnate
Rayton,
out there.
I think's his name.
Yeah, great. Christopher. It's got
Rayton.
Like the starts with a K and it's Christopher with two F's.
Magnet.
Billionaire. He just wants to be known as Chris.
Chris
oh,
Kringle.
It's just I'm just a magnet.
Yeah. Not magnate. I don't know what that is. Magnet.
I could never be a
magnet.
I could never be a business magnate.
Min Woo Lee?
Von yeah. Vert Hill.
No. Stop it, Ric Flair. I'm reading these names. Ryu Hisatsune?
Ryo.
Hisatsune.
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 He's great golf.
Akshay, who is the human tendon.
Akshay. Yes. Akshay who?
He's very thin.
Bhatia.
That's not bad. Akshay Bhatia.
Bhatia. Yes. Then you have Daniel Brown.
Very good.
He wrote the Da Vinci Code.
He did.
Yeah.
Then you have Saifif Tigigi.
No.
Figala.
Saif Figala.
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 Then it's Max Geiserman.
Greiser.
Sorry.
It's Ricker Darty. Okay.
Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. Ex-Xander right. Schauffele.
Andrew Putnam. Mm-hmm. Martin Kamer.
Keimer. German.
Keimer. Hello, Timmy. Do you like my German accent?
Martin.
I started doing this at home for Samantha, and now she requests the
it.
German accent when it's story time at night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Piggy and Gerald here. We're going to read about an elephant and a pig. Hello.
I don't think that's German.
It's my German accent.
Sounds Austrian to me
because
I can tell the difference. I can spot those Austrian accents from the hills and the mountains got, there, the Alps.
The hills are Justin Thomas, Ryan Gerard.
Oh, there's a good one there.
Nikolai Højgaard. Joaquin Neiman.
Yeah, good.
Gerrit Higo. Ooh, Gerrit Higo. There's some news about him later.
He's also from South Africa.
He's a late dirty boy.
Potgeiter, South Africa.
So at this PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm, at the tournament. I didn't know they were doing this, but this says this has been going on for six straight years, this deal.
They're doing all-inclusive concessions options.
Love that.
Ticket prices range from $199 for the first round to $299 on the weekend, but it says they've dropped below face value
Good.
As of today, the first day of the competition.
A little cold out there, it looks like, but
looks
fine
beautiful
to me.
Looks
yeah,
nice.
Looks fine to me. Put your quarter zip on
and go enjoy yourself.
JT's wearing short sleeves. I see some golfers wearing short sleeves and some are wearing their tops, the long sleeve. Either way.
So the offer is including unlimited free food and non-alcoholic beverages.
I like that.
However, if you want a beer, well, that starts at $15.
Okay.
All right. But
that's pricey.
Here are the options that are available to you. Among the all-you-can-eat stuff, biscuits, chicken or sausage.
Great.
Donuts, fruit and yogurt bars, hot dogs and Italian sausages.
Great.
Burgers and chicken sandwiches, salads, chips and pretzels, cookies, bottled water, soda, teas, and coffee.
All right.
Those are all the included items. It's very nice.
So however, are we saying that they build this into, are there tickets that you can purchase? I've not seen this. If there are some that don't have this all-inclusive food thing.
Yes, that's right.
Or is it like an extra pass that you buy? like almost, I've told you about the deal that I've seen from taking the kids to the amusement parks. It's the most fun thing that I can do if I have to take kids to Kings Island or Cedar Point is go, not ride any rides, and get the $35 food pass, which recharges every 90 minutes. I can eat like 10 meals if I'm there.
But here's my problem with this. I'm all about pulling that pin, all right, and strapping on the old feed bag.
Sure.
But if I'm going to do anything in large quantities, all you can eat, and really get my money's worth, I got to be in soft clothes at home by a commode. I got to be able to deposit.
No, I don't want to be at the golf course. In an uncomfortable place where there's 100,000 people roaming around. You know,
I just had 19 hot dogs at Adirondack National Golf Course. I gotta go take a dump.
Either need an Adirondack chair to kick back and relax in.
Can you imagine the porta potty situation?
Oh, yuck. Now, if there was going to be some sort of offering of a beautiful restroom area where the doors go all the way down to the floor.
It's a porta potty situation.
But if they gave you clubhouse access, if they had maybe another clubhouse like in a satellite way, like out on the golf course.
What do you think this is?
Yeah.
Shinnecock?
Yeah.
No.
They're going there.
This is Adirondack.
You know that's where the next one is, right?
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
At the Shinnecock.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that one is?
No.
It's out on the Hamptons.
Ooh.
All the way out on the Hamptons.
The Montauk?
Not that far.
Yeah, because Montauk is the tip.
You don't
want to go all the way to the tip to Shinnecock.
You're sailing with Billy Joel if you go any farther than that.
I got Lake Titicaca.
The Downeaster Alexa. No, Lake Titicaca.
Billy moved
out,
Billy's gone. He went down to Florida.
Well, it was too cold for Billy.
I'm telling you, he went down to Florida.
Billy's got some health issues now, so the run of shows at Madison Square Garden, probably done.
I don't think he's performing ever again.
That's too bad.
I think we saw the last of him.
Good things have to come to an end.
I think it was his birthday this week. Happy birthday, Billy. I think he's 77. I think so.
Probably has a 5-year-old to take care of.
You're not too far off. You're not too far off.
No. Why do old people like to do that?
I don't, because they want to marry the younger women, and the younger women want to have children, and I understand that, but it is extremely selfish. Extremely selfish.
Weird.
Well, it's not weird to want to.
At 80? To want to have another kid?
Well, not to have another kid. No. To want to be with the younger woman. I understand why you want to do that.
I understand that, but is that so what's the other term than weird? Like, if we're going to really get into that, the Billy...
It's selfish. It's what I said.
The Bill Belichick and that thing. It's three generations separating them. I mean, come on.
That's right. At least Bill's not having kids with this woman. At least not yet.
Could be page six.
Oh, it's on page six.
Mike Vrabel will be babysitting.
I see. Thank you. What was I going to tell you? I had something to tell you. This is happening to me all the time. Teddy, what was I going to tell him?
We're talking about food at the golf course.
This is the new thing. Is that I forget, and then Teddy makes up what I was going to say.
Teddy has no idea what you were thinking.
Or you were talking about the food,
right?
And you know the golf, and it was free. And then
you wanted the restrooms. You were talking about the restroom situation, and how you needed to be in the soft clothes. And I said, well, if they had fantastic, otherworldly restrooms like they have at Hyde Park, or the restrooms that they had at the golf course I was at Arcadia Bluffs. Thick, heavy wooden white doors. Like I said, actual water closets. So they had the public bathroom in there.
They go all the way down the floor?
At the clubhouse. But then they had separate, like three rooms for just toilets. Separate water closets. Total privacy. Pretty much soundproof, too. I know, because I was blowing it out in there.
Not soundproof.
Well, it gave off the appearance that they're soundproof.
Right.
They're bulletproof, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oscar, a lot of people want to take a shot at Timmy.
Oscar Pistorius? Was he the one that?
Yeah.
Blade Runner. Through the door?
Yeah. She thought she was an intruder.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I think he's out, though. I think he got out. South African. Oscar Pistorius.
Also South African. You're right.
What do you think he sounded like after he realized that he shot?
Oh, no. What did I do? Where's Gary Player?
That's who you call in an emergency.
He probably called Gary because that's his mentor right after that happened.
Mm-hmm. Season 3 of the Netflix series Quarterback will feature Cam Ward.
Yuck.
He ass. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think.
Baker Big Mayfield. And Joe Flacco.
Whoa.
Now, if you've never seen this series before, this is not them, you know, going through off-season stuff. They had cameras following them around last season in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that'll be very interesting because Flacco moved on to another team.
Yeah, in the division, too.
Baker.
From the Browns to the Bengals.
Had to deal with one of the worst seasons he's had in a while.
Which started off as one of the best seasons he had had in a while.
And did not end well.
It really took a turn. I mean, we're 6 games into the season, and we're advancing that storyline of what an amazing comeback story this is for Baker Mayfield. The Bucs looked unstoppable. Emeka Ibuka was having a hot start, you know, our Buckeye that we loved.
And then Mike Evans got hurt. They had some other injuries.
Oh, it was a bad finish.
Now dead. Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
A new accident in westbound 670 over at 3rd. That one's got the left lane blocked off. Traffic backed up from 71, about a 2-minute delay. And still State Route 158 over in Fairfield County closed from an accident between State Route 204 and Blacklick Road. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest featuring 2 all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check out Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, hello, my friend.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Great. You doing some basket weaving? What are you doing?
Oh, I know. We all need to be taking basket weaving. Apparently, that's the toughest class offered at a lot of these schools.
You know, what's interesting, though, is that we got a place in the state of Ohio, Longaberger Basket Company.
Yeah, and big thing still there.
Right. It used to be there, and you could go there and actually take, like, basket weaving classes. It's really hard. It's not easy.
Yeah. It looks tough. I mean, you know, whether it's that or crocheting or knitting. I know some of these other classes get thrown around. Ballroom dancing, was that what Matt Leiner took at USC his last year? So, you know, they sound easy, but they're not all easy. So probably shouldn't be making fun of that.
So Ole Miss was sort of raked over the coals this week. Lane Kiffin talked about Ole Miss from a cultural standpoint. Steve Sarkisian talked about Ole Miss from a stupid standpoint. Who is the equivalent of Ole Miss in the Big Ten? Not from your perspective, but the way coaches talk to players and talk amongst themselves, who do they talk about?
Well, I don't know if there's a direct equivalent. I mean, I think it would be a program that, you know, historically hasn't risen up that has risen up. I mean, you could say it's Indiana right now, but I don't think it's apples to apples. Ole Miss had a better history than Indiana did before Kurt Cignetti came to Bloomington. So, you know, it may have been Wisconsin in the past, maybe Iowa. Illinois has risen up at times, but hasn't ever really been seen as a perennial Big Ten contender. So I think that's the context where it is. It reminds me a little bit, guys, of when Ron Zook was at Illinois. And as you guys remember, they had that high-level recruiting, you know, with Zook there, and Mike Locksley was the offensive coordinator. They came in and beat Ohio State, I'm sure you guys remember. and went to the Rose Bowl. And I think some teams looked at them similarly to how some of these SEC coaches are looking at Ole Miss. Like, you don't really belong here among us, but here you are.
Adam Rittenberg is joining us. So we're clear of spring football now, and I don't know if I got a full picture of you of where some teams stand afterwards or if there's been much change, but do you think Michigan is in that, if you had to tier out the Big Ten for who the contenders are for 2026, obviously Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon is sought to be a big player. Is Michigan first year with Kyle Whittingham in that group, or do they have to kind of prove it first after last year?
Yeah, I don't see it. I think they have to prove something. And the good thing for them is that they have ample opportunities because their schedule is quite challenging with some big games at home beginning early on with Oklahoma coming to town. Oklahoma team that beat them last year in Norman and made the college football playoff. You know, I spoke with Kyle briefly last week about some of his defensive players, and I think they're going to be good on that side of the ball, potentially really good. I just have too many questions on offense, guys. I mean, Jason Beck is a really good offensive coordinator, but he ran a very different offense with a very different quarterback last year at Utah, a program that I got a chance to visit this spring and speak with that quarterback, Devin Dampier. He and Bryce Underwood are not the same. And so how Jason adjusts and works with a receiving core that I still have questions about, I think that's going to be the key to this. Because if Michigan can't pass the ball at a higher rate, I don't care how good their defense is or how good their running game is, they're not going to beat Ohio State or Oregon or Indiana. I think those teams are in a clear top tier, and I think Michigan's in that next group.
We've had 12 teams in the playoffs for about 5 minutes. Of course, we have to talk about expanding it, and it seems like every conference that's not the SEC is in favor of 24 teams, including the Big Ten. It was initially their sort of idea. I know the SEC has sort of dug their heels in here, and I know that ESPN, I guess, is on the side of the SEC, but if everybody else wants it, all the three other power conferences, is it just a matter of time before we get to 24?
Well, and there's some support within the SEC for 24. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz, I believe, Missouri, has voiced support. Kirby Smart from Georgia at least seems open to it. And I guess coaches, it's understandable. You know, more that get in, the fewer that get fired, and the more that get paid. So it's understandable from their perspective. I personally think it's too many, but this is an idea that didn't have a whole lot of traction a year ago, or at least publicly. And now a lot of these leagues have come around to the possibility. And you know, maybe it does take Notre Dame being left out, or the Big 12 only having one team, and BYU not being in, for some of these conferences to say, hey, if we're going to have true representation in this thing, you know, 16 is probably not enough, given how strong the Big 10, SEC, and Notre Dame are going to be in most years.
Adam, I want to get your take on uniforms. We had some news drop this year, and it seems like every single year, Buckeye fans have been clamoring to get that gray striping on the top of the sleeves back, and then they finally dropped the scarlet uniforms, and they're there, so people have been celebrating this move now. When it comes to you, are you more of like the new age, the Oregon with all the different kits, Maryland with what they can do? I like their state flag. Or are you more for the classics? Like what's the top two or three uniforms for you in the Big Ten, or a great uniform game that you love to sit back and watch?
Well, if you see me dress, you're probably talking to the wrong person. But I would say you're in one bucket or the other. You're either in the Oregon, hey, we're going to try a lot of things out and we're going to have some different looks and we're going to make money that way. Or the true traditional look, the Penn State, the USC. Notre Dame has been mostly traditional. Michigan has been mostly traditional. But I don't mind, you know, some new thoughts and new ideas, especially given the excitement that it generates for fans and for players and recruits and everybody else who's invested in the program. I think it's just hard to be, you're kind of in both buckets. Either you're the traditional look or you're a program that's really going to try some things out, some of which are going to work and some of which we'll probably make fun of.
Are you insinuating that you dress like a drab communist? Is that what I'm getting?
not a lot of thought that goes into it, as my wife often tells me. So it's not the best fashion expert here.
Don't get him blacklisted.
No, I know.
His favorite restaurant.
At Hop Sings, I know.
don't.
Ryan Day made some comments this week. He was on a podcast saying that he is in favor of guys making a 2-year commitment before we start talking about transfer portal, stuff like that. Things are going to change. The portal right now is as Wild West as it's probably ever going to be. Do you think we get to that point where you're not necessarily signing a contract with a school, but you're signing something to say that, yes, we're going to stick around for a while?
Well, I just wonder how it would be enforced. I think that it makes a lot of sense, especially for, you know, athletes that are starting their college careers and their academic careers. I know this is nobody talks about that, but I think the idea of transferring, you know, every semester, every couple of quarters, every year is not beneficial to you, you know, beyond football. So I think there's definitely some value in it, but again, how do you enforce it? How does everyone agree to have it? Are you going to have waivers and exemptions and all sorts of things? That's why we are where we are. But I think from a roster management standpoint, and really, I think from a player development standpoint, there's some real value in having, hey, your first 2 years are here, and then you can make a move. You could make two or three moves and you know, before the end of your college career, but at least you're at one spot for multiple seasons, because so many things can happen. You can take someone's spot. You can develop quicker than you thought. You can really fall in love with the place. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can happen in that second year that aren't happening right now because guys are almost reflexively moving and going in the portal every single year.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, appreciate you. Have a good week.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
It's an interesting discussion. I know we kind of talked about this in basketball a couple of weeks ago when we saw those numbers of how many guys. It's different. I want to start off by saying it's different because the NFL rule, when kind of correlating this to the two-year deal for a transfer, I think the fan base is, you're starving to get to know your players. You understand you have a 4-year window when we're talking about college sports, and we more are fans of the team as a whole, but it's hard not to get attached to your favorite players. You want them to stay. It's generally looked at as a good thing when someone turns down the pros to take an extra year in school because right. They're with us for longer. And we saw all that data of this happening in college basketball, but yet they're not really at the same school for all that.
Most of the time,
just jumping around to the next one. We see in basketball where it's 4 different schools in 4 years, 5 different schools in 5 years you're going to start seeing now that that 5-year rule opens up. But I wonder in football if that's going to be a little bit more stable, because I feel like it's more of the team sport than the individual sport. Not that it can't be that way, but to stay in a spot, get to know your coaches, your teammates, and if you have that chance to make some pretty big money and you're not going to be a high first round pick, maybe more guys turn down that, you know, 3 years and then jump to the pros or stay the full 5 years. We'll just have to see.
Well, again, we focus a lot on the NIL and making that money right away, which is important. I'm not saying
absolutely
that it's not, but
yeah.
If you're not going to be one of those superstars in the NFL, when you put down roots in one particular community, that could set you up for making money for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and after your pros.
How many former Buckeyes do we see here
absolutely
running businesses,
or joining,
trading off
joining
their
our
name,
radio station.
Right, stuff like that.
So if Julian, I'm not saying this isn't going to happen, just say Julian Sain doesn't have that season which puts him as like a lockdown top 1 or 2 quarterback, and he's still doing everything that you would want him to do as a college football quarterback, but maybe there were some traits where I didn't have a big enough arm. I'm not saying these things are true, but paint the picture. Would a guy like that then say, you know what, I'm not going to be a second or third round pick. I'm going to stay at Ohio State and make $6.5 million to play this next season. And then, like you said, still making more connections for life after football.
Retires from football, then he's been here for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, there are companies out there that they have titles, they employ former football players, but in reality it's just hobnobbing and playing golf.
You're an ambassador.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they get a salary,
what
and
a
they
gig.
They have an office.
Yeah, you get a six-figure salary, go out there and client relations.
A pretty cool sports feat is going to happen later this month. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There are now emergency crews on the scene of an accident westbound 670 over at 3rd. That's got the left lane blocked off. Still looking at a 2-minute delay back from 71. Also a new accident in State Route 56, this over in Summerford at National Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, $75 isn't just a grocery run. It's 8 delicious meals for a family of 4. Chicken, pork chops, fresh fruits, veggies, and breakfasts. Stop by Fresh Time Market today and fill your basket with flavor quality and savings. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Hey there, Bo Bishop.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
There has been a sports feat, a potential sports feat, that I've dreamt about for a few years. This goes back to conversing with Bone a lot. I don't get to see him as much anymore because of the shift switch, but T-Bone and Tyvus, they just had their one-year anniversary as well. They're doing a wonderful job. You should check them out every morning from 6 to 9. By the way, Fishy handed us the plug sheet.
Ooh,
on that note.
Plug sheet.
So the plug sheet is here. They have a little game show coming up tomorrow morning at 7:45, so do not miss that. Bishop and Friends is 9 to noon. They'll have Tim May on the show at 10:30. And right here on our show, it is a classic go-to-jail Friday. A lot of jailbirds. I had a woman just honk at me and then flip me the bird.
What were you doing?
Just driving.
Well, clearly you were doing something.
No, 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 I wasn't. You don't trust me? I'm not a lot of things.
All right.
I'm pretty steady behind the wheel.
That's fine.
I keep a good pace
but
out
clearly
there.
Clearly she thought you were doing something.
Can't,
so
can't she be a maniac?
I'm sure she is, but what was her reasoning? You know what it was.
Because I wasn't driving 110 miles per hour.
And were you just like parked in the left lane?
No, I was not. I was in the right lane, if you must know.
All right.
And
she's a maniac.
We were on this part of a highway. We're outside of Grand Rapids or something like that. And she was getting off of a ramp. And then she was continuing on to the exit ramp that was up above. Picture what we've got. Like, you know how you get off on 270 going west and you're going towards Hilliard Rome Road. You got the lane there. You technically don't even have to get out. You're like merging. You're coming off of 270. You're going to get right on Hilliard Rome. You just stay in that right exit lane. It was one of those situations. I'm in the right lane going like 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. She gets out there. I'm just cruising. She comes behind me. I see her in my rearview mirror. And so I put my left turn signal on to go left because she's flying that fast to go to the center lane. Then she like jerks her wheel back around because she's driving all over the place. She's inside of like three lanes at the same time. And then as I kind of steady out, she roars by me in that exit lane, honks at me like a 6-second honk, and gives me a stale middle finger. And I went
you
right.
You never wanted it. You were never right, more turned on.
I went right back at her. I said, "Yeah, you bitch."
What was she driving?
Like a CRV or something.
All right.
She was booking in that
she
thing.
She was.
So let me get to this thing. I've been talking with Bone, who's a big race guy, right? He and I actually 10 years ago took the kids out to a qualifying day at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I was confused. I thought you were talking about races in
race,
the Supreme race and going to the Klan meetings and stuff like that. Sorry, I got confused.
Where, You peg me
Bone
to
looks,
be a clan meeting
all,
guy
first
with Bone?
All, I didn't
That's
say anything about
my speed.
Pegging. You just brought up pegging. All right.
Peggy Sue.
But Bone, first time I met him, looked like a skinhead. I thought, oh, clan boy.
Yeah.
But he's far from that. He's far from clan
boy. I mean,
boy.
It wasn't so much that. It was just the goose stepping that he would do. In
right.
and out of work every day.
Take
kind of
Sharpie and just
off.
Do a little Hitler mustache just, in there.
Just tried to say he wanted to be like Michael Jordan,
that's
but we
not
know.
Good look.
We
Bone.
Know that's not what that was about. So he's a big race fan, loves auto racing, right? He had that phase where he went around all the dirt tracks throughout the state of Ohio, too. But we did the Indy 500 qualifying day. He was always trying to persuade me to go to the big race. But I'm like, that's not my speed. A qualifying day to experience it was nice because there's probably not even a tenth of the people.
I forgot that you guys went to that together.
There's like 1% of the fans on a qualifying day where you can just sit.
How many
right
Confederate
up by the
flags
start,
did you
finish
see?
Line. Oh, there was
a few, huh?
There's a few. There's not so many when you're in Indianapolis, but if you know, go down, I'm sure if you go to Darlington Motor Speedway, they'll be flying out there. But a thing is coming up when we've got the Indy 500, you've got is it the Coke 600 still, Teddy? What's the sponsor for that one now?
Yeah, Coke 600.
They still got that?
Yeah, they do.
And then earlier in the day, of course, that starts off with the Grand Prix of Monaco.
No, they changed it.
What do you mean?
They changed the date.
That's not on that date
No, they
anymore?
Moved Monaco.
It's in June now.
Yeah,
Are
they
you
moved it to
S-ing
June.
Me?
No, I'm not S-ing you.
Is this the first year they've moved it?
Yeah, they moved it to June, and on that same day that you're
idiots?
Talking about, they're racing in Montreal.
So they have a race.
They have a race in Montreal.
So then we have Catherine Leggy, or is it Leg or Leggy?
Leg. Just Leg.
She's going to be the first woman to attempt the famous duo, which has been done before by some
or double
NASCAR, the double, some NASCAR or Indy drivers.
Menage.
Either way, whatever you want to do. I see. I want the Menage because
I want
a third.
It's not going to happen because the Montreal races is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
It's bad time.
But this is why my fantasy was always about Monaco, which, by the way, I hate that. I don't know why they moved the date on that.
Hey, they could move it back.
That's a heritage race.
Yeah.
That should never have ever. Why am I finding out about this? Why are you going to move Monaco? You can't have that off of Memorial Day.
I didn't know this was upset you so much.
It's bad, man.
All right.
It's what I always dreamt about. Is forget about the double. Like, that can be done with the time change. Very grueling on the body. I get that. But Indy 500, then the NASCAR race at night. So she's going to do that. I wish her all the best. I think that's absolutely awesome. I always wanted to see the triple where you do the Monaco. We can adjust that time because the time difference helps anyway. But you could maybe talk to the race promoters. Because I think local time, that's an early afternoon race. If we could have that be maybe like an 11 a.m. local out there in south of France, maybe noon.
First of all.
Do that.
Breeze through it. They're not going to accommodate their schedule for the Hillbilly United States races.
I'm just saying.
They're not going to change their schedule around to accommodate the Coke 600.
Even without that's... We probably need the time change
also,
because even without, but you can get on a fighter jet,
all right,
or a Blackbird SR-71.
There's limitations
across the Atlantic
to what the human body can accomplish.
I don't want to.
You're going to be driving 200 miles an hour. You're on your third race of the day. People are going to be dead. Spectators just wiped out because you fall asleep at the wheel.
No.
Either that or you're on
no.
so much Adderall, you start bleeding from the eyes.
We'll have some kind of, we'll make up some sort of safety feature in the cockpit.
What safety
of the car.
Feature?
If you fall asleep or wig out or something, it's going to.
When little pillows come out,
yeah, it's going to save you.
I see.
For, you know, driver dropout.
Both physically and mentally.
I
can't
know.
Believe people are doing two of these things, let alone you want the trifecta?
Yeah.
You selfish idiot.
Get on a fighter jet, go Mach 5 and get to the race,
you
get
don't
to
even
Indiana.
Know what Mach is.
1,000 miles per hour.
Is that Mach?
Yeah.
I just bought myself a Mach neck t-shirt.
A Mach turtleneck?
No. Mach.
Just a Mach. It's thinner
Mach
than, a, thinner than
sing,
a turtle.
Bird.
Sing. It's Mach-ing. Bird-ing. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
They're listening to it. It's called this show.
Cardigan.
Nebraska football found $5 million in the couch cushions and too hot. What are you doing over there, Teddy, you lazy
Nothing.
Idiot?
Nothing.
Come on.
He's letting us flap in the breeze like a couple of
You're
dopes.
You're a flap. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Ooh. Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident westbound 670 over at 3rd Street. That's got the left lane blocked off. Minute or two worth of delays back from 71. Eastbound on the north outer belt, traffic moving slow between 315 and 71. That's a 3-minute delay. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Big crowd atop the leaderboard in the opening round of the PGA Championship in Anne Arundel in Pennsylvania. Martin Keimer, Alex Smalley, Akshay Bhatia, Ryo Hizutsune, Steven Yeager, Minwoo Lee, and Aldrich Podgieter are all atop the leaderboard at 3 under par, one stroke ahead of everybody else. At the LPGA Kroger Queen City Championship at Cincinnati, Chella Choi and Ina Yoon are atop the leaderboard at 4 under par. Cincinnati Reds today knocked off Washington 15-1 to snap a 2-game losing streak. J.J. Blade with a pair of homers for the Reds. Guardians had the day off. Columbus Clippers at St. Paul on the ice tonight in the NHL playoffs. Montreal at Buffalo, series tied at 2. Vegas at Anaheim. Knights lead the Ducks 3-2. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. It's too hot Thursday. We'll get to that in a second. So,
hold on.
What's with the heavy breathing over there, homie?
I got problems.
I know you got problems, but what's the matter with you?
We talk about lighting in the bathroom. I just did a, you know, mid-show wee-wee. And when I was done there, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm just saying, God, you know, I shaved today, tried to look nice. I did everything I could do today, for which, since you're still mad at me for taking my paid time off, you didn't give me a single compliment. I did all the manscaping I could do. I trimmed my neck. I trimmed around my ears.
You look very
I shaved.
Good. You not look
I
nice.
I did the nose trimming. I clipped my fingernails. I took a good hot shower. I put
you
some product in my
like
hair.
Like a good, clean, lesbian woman. Is that what you want?
And you know what? You know what? There it is. And there it is. So when I'm looking at myself in that mirror, I'm just saying, my God, that is not a man.
Timmy.
The way my hair looks today, I've got this cowlick on the top right side of my hair that my barber just has fits with. I got my Simon cowlick. It's bothered me my whole life. My face is too smooth. Sarah doesn't like it if I'm anything but completely clean shaven, but I think it makes me look like I'm heading for the Subaru dealership too much. I don't know what to do.
You look fine.
I don't look fine.
You do. You look
you
like
you. You ever just look at yourself in the mirror and
all
say,
the time.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
We all have physical limitations and things we don't like about each other. But at this point, Timmy, you're in your 40s. You're married. You're paunchy. What's the point?
I'm paunchy?
What size pant are you in?
That's a Puma pants, and you know that it's wrong.
It's a 38.
There's no pant on God's green earth that I have to squeeze, or not even squeeze, that I have to get into a 38.
You're in a 38
pant. I'm a 36er.
All right, I'm just saying.
Mr. 34 over here.
Look, and look at what I have to do to achieve the 34.
God.
I got to put shots into my stomach.
To starve yourself.
Exactly.
You're going to turn gaunt on me.
I'm doing all this stuff, too. We all hate ourselves, Timmy. Look at Ted over there. Look at him.
He doesn't hate himself.
Oh, he hates himself. Look at him.
By the way, yes. Did you... is this a time? Yeah.
Haircuts?
Yes.
Yeah, Tuesday I did. Yes. Thanks for noticing.
I'm BSing. Mike told me, but
of course.
You wouldn't have known.
No, I could tell when I got up on him.
You wouldn't have known.
Like to rub his back when I come back to work.
We all get to the point where we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see. Most of us, that's our entire lives, whether you're young, old, whatever it is.
I'm too moly, like on my face.
Why don't you play some more golf?
Okay, so...
I'm just saying, you complain all the time, the sun damage you
now
get.
Now you take away one of the great loves of my life.
No, but what I'm saying is...
Now I have to not do that?
If you're going to be outside all weekend playing golf, you're going to have to live with the moles.
I had the moles long before I ever golfed. My mother comes from Hungary. I'm covered with them.
What does that mean? Is it very moly
there? Oh,
they're
a moly people.
I didn't know that.
Oh, just moles out on top of moles.
I don't notice your moles.
You don't?
Well, when you take your shirt off.
I just had one lanced off my face because of you. Because you kept bringing it up.
And doesn't it look better?
It does look better.
All right,
now,
so how about a thank you? How about a thank you?
Thank you for making me as insecure as I could possibly be.
I can't win. I thought we were...
Got this bump here. You see this one? This one has
You can't even notice this.
This one has a couple of hairs that grows right out of it, and I have to be so careful when I'm shaving. I have to go so light on that.
Is it a mole or is it a wart?
It's a mole. It's been there for a while. And anything that has bumpiness to it, I just want to get it lance bassed right off.
Then you'll be even smoother than you currently are.
Yeah, but
You just said you wanted some texture. You should want more moles.
I don't want moles as my texture. I want to be able to grow some hair like a man.
You can't grow facial hair.
Why not?
Because it's not in your genetics. If it's any consolation, Timmy.
I don't get it.
I have told you many times, below the equator, you're one of the hairiest men I've ever seen. You got legs on you. Where it's the legs. It's like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. You ever been on that where they got the animatronic guy with the dangly hairy leg? No, you've never been there before.
Is it a leg?
Yes, it's a leg. You got really hairy legs.
I do, but you can't grow
any hair on your face.
No. If I could just take some of that hair.
Mother Nature is a cruel mistress.
I do appreciate how I'm smooth chested. No back hair.
See, I would think that would bother you that you're smooth chested.
No, I don't like the hair on the chest look. But just a good, we talked about that before. Like if we could have sort of one attribute, a physical attribute, you get one thing. Like you could gain some height. You could gain some girth. You could be thicker. You could be stronger, like huge biceps, six pack abs, huge Tyvis Powell ace. I think I already have one of those. So I think I'm good.
You got a 38 waist. You're getting there.
I got big, girthy hips. It's not the waist size.
Your ace is getting very jiggly, and that's a compliment.
Is it too jiggly?
No, there's no such thing as too jiggly.
It was the tracksuit pants, wasn't it?
You're a juicy double.
I like a McDouble, but I think I would want just the ability to grow a decent, thick beard.
Well, we all want things we can't have. You're not going to grow a thick beard.
Can't I get a pill for that? Isn't there a facial hair...
No, there's a thing you can put on your face. It's like minoxidil cream.
Topical?
Topical. You can put it on, instead of putting it on the top of your head, you can put it on your face.
Because I can grow, you mentioned Pirates of the Caribbean. That's about my speed. I grow like a little Orlando Bloom type of thing or like a Johnny Depp little patch here.
Except you look very bad. Nothing like them.
No, because they're attractive.
And you're not.
Ugly.
I can see you're ugly, but you know, you're a regular guy.
What am I, like a six at best? Am I living in at a six?
Am I down to a five? We're judging by age.
We're just judging
by... You're not going to be a six in general.
Well, no, we're just judging by a human being. That's forget about age. I'm saying I never told you how old I was. You're just looking at that person. What are they? Am I?
You're a solid 2.5.
Two, Jesus. How am I supposed to work like this?
Now,
2.5.
Timmy, you're not a 2.5.
It's over for me.
It's not.
What do I have to live for?
Is this
why I have to travel
the motivational
alone?
Talk or the suicide talk? Because we don't have enough time.
you never know.
You just ruined this whole segment. The whole segment's gone now. We're going to do Too Hot with Teddy.
Well,
and instead we have the Big Bird walked in. Why doesn't anybody like me? Mama, I look ugly in the mirror in the restroom.
Everybody looks ugly in those mirrors. I'm sorry. Is this not a show to work out our issues? That's what people want to do, right?
Timmy, there's nothing to work out here.
Yeah, we have an open forum. Sometimes you need to talk about something with your friend.
There's no
fountain
of youth.
And instead of getting some positivity, you're just going to get uglier and nastier every day that goes by.
Lying to each other now? That's what we're going to do? Just lie?
Well, I don't know if it's a lie, but maybe a little bit of a lie.
You know what, Timmy? Get one of those topical things. You put on your non-existent beard, and in a couple months, you'll look like the brawny man.
Ooh.
Ooh, just thick. Lustrous beard.
Do I have to wear a red flannel
shirt?
Sure,
you'll want to. You'll chop down wood and do all that sort of stuff. You'll be a real man.
Swing that axe.
See?
I'll chop that wood.
Uh-huh.
I'll probably swing that axe right into my shin.
That's exactly
There'll be
right.
no more golfy.
You'll just
I'll be the
amputate
peg leg golfer out there. Oh, God.
Teddy, I don't know what to do with this guy. I really don't. You don't take the pills that I take. You got to start taking those.
You said you were going to send me a list of links.
No. I'm not talking about those pills. I'm talking about the psycho pills that I take.
Oh.
I'm talking about the antidepressants.
Yeah.
You need those pills.
Those. It's too late.
It's not too late.
It's too late in the game.
All right, Nebraska found $5 million under the couch cushions. We'll do some Too Hot, and Timmy's not allowed to talk for the entire segment. All right? No more talkie.
No, I'm not talking.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Emergency crews still on the scene of an accident westbound 670 over at 3rd. The left lane blocked off, now up to a 5-minute delay back from Leonard. And another new crash in eastbound North Outer Belt at 315. That's on the left berm. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
News. Jack has personally invited the Fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hey there.
I'm Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The skies stay mainly clear overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. On Friday, we start with some sunshine, and then the clouds increase as the day wears on across central Ohio. High temperatures a little warmer tomorrow in the low 70s. On Saturday, it's dry the first half of the day, and then a 60% chance of rain showers, maybe even a thunderstorm second half of the day into Saturday night. High temperatures in the low 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
A fish handed me a note after after that old situation back there.
So you're fired
on it?
And
see. Oh, it says Spring Health. You see, he's looking out for me. What That's our like company portal for anything that's ailing you. Talk to the fine folks at Spring Health. They'll help you.
They're not going to help you.
Why not?
You're going to talk to them and say, "I'd like to be less ugly." They're not going to have any solutions for you.
What is the, well, self-care and self-acceptance, I think, is what they're going to...
Self-acceptance. What's the matter with you?
That's my therapist says that. I just laugh and laugh and laugh.
People who accept themselves for all their flaws are demented.
Yeah.
You know how much medication and therapy I've been through? Self-acceptance. It's a myth.
Just going to grind.
That's right. You grind it out.
Just like the way that you grinded at that Pongy today. Man,
I grinded that out.
You were a Gruden's grinder today.
By the way, 9 o'clock tonight, Common Man's Basement.
Yeah.
We're going to get real with some conversation tonight. All right, join me on YouTube. It's brought to you by my friends, the Lion's Den. So Nebraska has dibs on anything across the media landscape relating to Coach Matt Rhule, according to documents obtained this week by the Omaha World-Herald. The Huskers have a $5 million NIL and intellectual property agreement with Rhule, which allows the university's athletic department to profit from his House Rules podcast and any apparel-related merchandise featuring his likeness.
Yeah, that's what I want is for Christmas is a Matt Rules t-shirt.
So if Matt Rules podcast makes money, if a t-shirt with his face on it makes money, Nebraska gets that up to $5 million. I know something about how much podcasts make. We're in the broadcasting industry. Yeah. We do radio. We do podcast. There is no way Matt Rhule's podcast, which I think has less subscribers than we do.
I didn't even know that he was doing a podcast.
Is making $5 million for NIL. He's lucky if he makes $100,000 or $200,000 for NIL. And who the hell is buying a Matt Rhule t-shirt? Let's think about this guy for a second.
He hasn't even done anything yet at Nebraska.
He's done jack squat.
I actually backed the hire. I thought for some weird reason that this might work out with what his energy was.
Nothing's going to work
out
there.
Out of the NFL,
it but is a dead program. It'll continue to be dead. They go out and get these snake oil salesmen that think they're going to change everything. Matt Rhule is 19-19.
I tend to agree. I mean, even Frosty Boy, who was the program guy, couldn't. He was worse.
Couple years, Matt Rhule talked about how he's going to recruit this, recruit that, and bring in all sorts of players. Well, first of all, he
talks
do that.
It up.
And then 2026 class, his recruiting class in 2026. Ranked 71st nationally.
That's something you could talk about on the podcast.
71st.
We suck in recruiting. We already haven't done what we want to do. So it's been a slow and a rocky start. And aren't they just as bad in close games too? Like they can get into some of these games and they're competitive, but they don't win more often than not. And that is the difference between taking that next step.
He's
to becoming
garbage.
A double-digit win team in this
They're
conference.
They're garbage. All right, let's do some Too Hot. Come on.
Too Hot. Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
All right, Teddy, where are we starting this week?
I've been giving this a lot of thought. I think this week we're going to start with T-Bone and Tyus.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Now, the other morning they had on Charlie Coyle. Charlie Coyle. Yeah, that's right. He signed a 6-year, $36 million deal. And
you missed that, Timmy. Charlie Coyle's going to be here until he's 57 years old.
Stop it. Until he's 40.
He's that old?
He's 34.
He's 34. Yeah. He signed a 6-year deal. Let's do the maths.
Yeah, 48 years old.
Yeah, sounds right. Well, anywho, as I should say, yes, Tyvus had a interesting question for Charlie, so let's give this a listen.
Charlie, you know, congratulations on the new contract. You know, 6 years, $36 million. I want you to know that, you know, gas prices is up and I am carless. Would you be willing to, you know, loan me a couple of dollars?
Stop it. Man, Charlie, Tyvus has 19 jobs. Don't let him fool you. He's got a good friend who has a Tesla that loans it to him. Cardale Jones, his former teammate.
He's getting rid of the Tesla, Charlie. I gotta do something fast.
Charlie, don't loan this man your vehicle. You'll never see it again. I'm telling you.
Yeah. The gas is going up. You ain't kidding about that. I've noticed that.
No way he could have answered that. It wouldn't be awkward.
He actually did a great job joking around and laughing at that one.
The gas.
You said this before too, and I can't drive home the point enough. The fact that our guy Tyvus Powell would ever be without a set of wheels is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of. The man played in the National Football League for how many seasons? I don't care if he was on practice squad only for some of those years. Enough of those seasons, he made it up to the active roster, league minimum, whatever it is. It's the NFL. And then, as Bone was saying, all the different jobs that he has in the media, he makes good money.
He's about to have another kid.
Good money. He's doing morning drive now. He's having another kid. You need another vehicle anyway for you and for the lovely Laurencia pal. You guys have to have a way to get around. Get another vehicle. Stop relying on Cardale Jones. Everybody's talking about Cardale Jones.
How does she tolerate him?
I don't know how any of our wives tolerate any of us.
I know, but especially him. My God.
Because he's happy? Because he smiles?
No. Can I tell you something? One day, that happiness is going to end. And when it does,
that's going to be worse.
You better be hiding under your desk.
Right? That's going to be worse of a crash.
Oh, my God. The happier they are, the harder they fall.
Have you seen the movie Falling Down?
Michael Douglas. Absolutely.
Remember that?
I actually dream about that movie. I want to be Michael Douglas.
I find it odd.
Goes in the fast food restaurant.
I find it odd how my dad recommended that one to me. He's like, it's a great, great movie. You gotta see it. Fantastic. Michael Douglas, Robert Duvall.
Really makes you want to do stuff.
Why do you like this movie so much, Dad? And then you watch and you're like, boy, it is a brilliant flick.
Teddy, what else you got?
All right. Well, there was a little, another little note with that. When they got off the phone with Charlie, Tyvus remembered something and he forgot to ask Charlie an important question. Or tell not another question, but to tell him something before they got off. Here we go.
Tell him something.
Yeah.
There you go. Charlie Coyle on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Love it. We're already getting stuff done this off season.
I forgot to give him my Cash App.
Thank God, Tyvus. Thank God you forgot. Why don't we do it with all the guys we interview? Just say, hey, you help out the guy you're interviewing you on the radio because he doesn't have enough jobs.
He can donate to the
Browns
United,
and ask Jimmy Haslam. Ask Jimmy Haslam to give you some more money.
Every chance I get.
This is Tyvus. How rich are you? I need some money.
Wouldn't that be great if, like, just a really rich person in town just gave us all like $10? Fantastic.
Wouldn't give us all $10.
$10?
What's $10 gonna do for you?
Hey, you know, you're right. Not give everybody, just me, $1 million.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. I don't know where we're going there.
Wouldn't
it be great if we got $10?
I was trying to think about everybody, okay?
$10? The whole metro area?
We'd all get some Mickey D's for a day, and if we're lucky, and then call it good. But no, forget about everybody else. Just me. Take the richest guy in town.
I have a deal.
Just give me $1 million. I'd be great, and you'd still be fine. You'd still be wonderful, and then one of your afternoon drive hosts would be so happy all the time.
I have a deal with all the listeners out there. All right, if one of our listeners wins Mega Millions or Powerball, they have to pay me millions of dollars.
What do you mean, like millions?
Well, it depends. It's a percentage of the jackpot.
Percentage. What's the percentage? 1%?
It's fair.
Yeah.
1%.
1%. $100 million, you get a million.
If it's one of those billion-dollar lotteries, ooh, baby.
Oh, Joe.
Ooh, baby.
We coming to work the next day?
Yeah, that's my pledge to them.
Yeah.
Is that they pay me, but I continue to provide them with hours and hours of entertainment every single day.
I'd still do it.
And if I win one of those big lotteries, I split it equally among all the listeners.
How do we do that?
Well, you have to be a big time listener. You have to prove it.
Do you have to have one
of our little trinkets or a coin or a card that we've given out throughout the years?
What else though? Beyond a trinket or a coin or a card, you still could be a great listener, but not know.
Trivia questions. I did a little common man trivia.
Get a 10 out of 15. And
yesterday
then,
on the show,
yeah.
If you can get an appropriate score on the trivia thing, then I pay you a little bit of money.
We'd have to make sure that this was completely verified. So we'd have to like. Take, you know, half the building here at 10 TV and the Fan and put them in a room. Forget about your other jobs. You'd just be running like a test room, like at a college or so. You'd be giving the tests so people could come by in person, mm-hmm. almost like you vote. And then, you know, Heather upstairs, like she could be one of them. We could have, you know, our sales staff, Scott Brokaw.
No, I think actually the 10 TV anchors should be given the test.
them too.
Or Angela Ann sits down and says, what do you know about Mike Ricciardardi?
All different jobs here, and they could just issue the test, and if you get a 10 out of 15, then you are in that group. You're in the class action Mike Ricciardardi lottery money group.
I pay you. You win. You pay us.
I like it.
I think it's very fair. The Kentucky Derby finds itself in a cockfighting predicament.
Cockfighting?
Yes, cockfighting. And the Kentucky Derby have something related. So we'll discuss that in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Good news, an accident now cleared out on westbound 670 that was over at 3rd in the left lane. Looks like delays in the area have gone away as well. Eastbound North Outer Belt, still an accident at 315, now blocking the left lane with a 10-minute delay back from Sawmill. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, TopCon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Before we get to talking about the cockfighting, and yes, this is a relevant story.
Oh, it's a big story.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
Yes, bone to pick with you, Timmy. It's your first day of the week. You missed our one-year anniversary.
I didn't know when I made the PTO. I'm sorry, all right?
Why did you say sorry like a Canadian right there? I don't like that either.
I was close to the Canadians.
Listen to me. You wanted to make up for it today by going over to Krispy Kreme and getting some donuts, which on the surface
and
I appreciate.
You've got a bone to pick?
I got a bone to pick with you. Listen to me. Today was the first day, the first of just a couple days, where they're doing an orange dreamsicle flavor over at Krispy Kreme.
God.
Okay? And you brought in a nice dozen donuts. Very good. But at no point did you inquire, did you purchase, did you provide any orange dreamsicle donuts?
I didn't see any signage. I had no idea.
As a matter of fact, Timmy, they had a deal.
What was going on?
You buy one dozen, you get a dreamsicle dozen for $5.
Yes, I can read. I am aware of that now.
And you didn't bring any of that in.
I didn't see anything about that.
Teddy, are you aware of this?
In the store today.
Yes, I am very aware
of it. You could have been eating Dreamsicle Donuts today.
I am very upset because I wanted to try them. Yeah, I have not had them before.
Selfish bastard.
Is this a new item?
It's only for 2 days, I think.
2 days?
I think so.
I have to go back tomorrow?
I think it's just today and tomorrow. We'll have to double check on it.
Where's the story? Where are the cameras?
This is outrageous.
Teddy.
I know.
Teddy.
Oh, sorry for not being here on our anniversary. Here's some day-old donuts I picked up for you.
Day-old donuts, my ass. I watched those being plucked off the conveyor of goo.
I don't believe that.
With my own eyes.
Now you're exaggerating.
I was staring at it. I was in a trance, too, as I watched those donuts rolling off the conveyor of goo. Maybe that's how I missed the signs for the orange Dreamsicles donuts. But if I bought the dozen, why couldn't someone just say to me, oh, hey, since you bought the dozen, care to try the limited time Dreamsicle donuts?
You wanted somebody to upsell you.
More? Yes. That's what a good salesperson should do. I bought the dozen, so I'm now in deal mode, so I can get the deal.
They were actually respecting you by not trying to upsell you.
No, do it.
They looked at you and said, I have too much respect for this guy's time to try and upsell him something.
Upsell me. Give me the offer. And then I'll say, well, that's my favorite flavor combo in the world.
Timmy.
Dreamsicle.
I can spend all day talking about how inconsiderate you are. However, I got to talk about cockfighting.
You got a cockfight to get to.
All right, I got a cockfight to talk about. So Jose Ortiz and Irad Ortiz Jr.
That's a familiar name.
Among the top jockeys in horse racing and brothers from Puerto Rico, dueled in a thrilling finish at the Kentucky Derby almost 2 weeks ago. However, their Triple Crown run continues this weekend with potential scrutiny. With the Ortiz brothers set to ride this weekend in the Preakness, photos found by USA Today Sports on social media appear to link Jose and Irad to illegal cockfighting.
No.
The discovery of the photos comes almost 6 months after a video posted on X appears to show Jose and Irad collecting money off the pit floor from the betting crowd at a club in Puerto Rico.
Like down in the dirt, like actually doing it, like picking up the money?
They are not the only prominent Puerto Rican athletes apparently involved in cockfighting. Edwin Diaz, a three-time All-Star pitcher, now with the Dodgers, is linked to cockfighting events in Puerto Rico.
Oh my God.
Based on photos found by USA Today. He's actually pictured... How lame is this? In a Dodgers uniform in a Facebook post dated February 2nd.
That alone should get you suspended for 50 games.
Advertising cockfighting tournaments on social media.
What?
I think there's a misunderstanding.
No.
What's the misunderstanding?
It's a different kind of cockfighting?
I don't know. But I'm sure there's a misunderstanding.
There's a misunderstanding.
I will stick up for him here. All right? Because maybe they're just very confused. It's a cultural thing. They say, wait a minute. In America, you have no problem if I get on this horse and whip it to make it run faster. Okay? Whip it good. However,
move forward.
You have a problem with one of our national pastimes in Puerto Rico.
Hold on.
Cockfighting.
Hold on.
Which also involves animals in competition. Some would say combat. Whatever.
Hold on. I understand, but I was doing some reading about this.
I want to decriminalize cockfighting.
What?
Common man here for cockfighting.
Cockfighting rollback.
That's right. We've gotten too sensitive in this society. We can't even enjoy a good cockfight anymore, like our forefathers did. Thomas Jefferson, he'd line them up.
Were they doing the cockfight?
Absolutely. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, they'd be in the rooms together with the hot wigs. They'd give the cocks little blades.
Maybe Alexander Hamilton didn't have to die, didn't have to get shot by Aaron Burr. Could have just had their cocks go out there and do the fighting for them. But no.
The roosters.
You are saying, I understand people that have an issue with horse racing in America. I understand that.
I have an issue with it.
I get it. I do think that those that are involved, they try their best to say they're taking the best care of the horses and all that. And yes, there's jockeys, but they're very light. They get on there. They're whipping the backs of those horses.
What happens when the horse breaks your leg?
You're going to say that.
Dead.
I get that. But you're going to say that is the same thing. They strap. You're going to send the cocks out there with knives and sharp objects strapped to them?
Wait, at least they're getting some defense mechanisms. Yeah.
Defense mechanisms, they're going to puncture a lung or gouge an eye out or stab it right in the heart.
But I'm just
they're
saying.
They're going to fight to the death. The object of horse racing is not for the other 11 horses to, you know, get shot on the dirt afterwards.
Of Puerto Rican culture.
I don't care if it's part of their culture when it's an animal dying.
The Puerto Ricans.
I love them.
Spain has the bullfighting.
Do they die?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes.
How much?
Lots. They do. They puncture the neck of the bull, and they bleed all over the place.
Yeah, they drug them, and then
yeah,
they get
Timmy?
A little sleepy, and then
I'm just saying, different
stab,
cultures.
Stab.
It doesn't make sense to me.
That sucks.
Right? It doesn't make sense to you. Yes. I think women should drive too, but you know what? You go to some Gulf states, and they can't do that either.
Hey, did you ever see the video of the they were doing the running of the bulls, and. Yeah, they got the crazy people. They're out there. They're running away from it.
I hope they get gored up the
There's a famous video. Have you seen it? This was all over the internet of the guy trying to climb the fence to get away, and the bull got right under him.
I hope.
And the horn went right into the anus.
Punctures another hole in there.
Right into the anus.
Stupid idiots.
Could you imagine? I don't know if the guy lived or if he had 75 internal stitches, but dear God, why would anybody want to do that for fun? And why would anyone want to go to a cockfight? Is like, sir, we going to throw like Sir Big Spur Cock out the whatever the.
What?
South Carolina mascot is? What's
Sir
that?
Sir Spurs-a-lot?
Sir Cock-a-lot?
Like Big Sir.
Big Sir?
Is he, Sir Big
is he,
Sir.
Is he fighting Joshua Tree?
You too.
Oh, yeah. Like the U2 album.
U2 album. Joshua Tree. Yeah.
Common
Man here for cockfighting. Hey, Teddy.
You want to go to a cockfight.
Too hot.
Come on.
Sir Big Spur. Yeah, that's his name.
Sir Big Spur. But they were doing like a naming contest. And there
I like
some,
Sir Cox
there
a
were
lot
some
much
crazy
better.
Names that were being thought of.
Yeah. All right. So on Bishop and Friends, Bo was responding to Mike's comments about not inviting
me. Because
Bo was in town last weekend.
He didn't he was in Dublin on Sunday for a lacrosse tournament.
I heard him talking about that on the radio.
And no contact. Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rude.
So Bo responded.
Would you want to invite himself over to your place?
I just know. Just send me a message like, hey, dude, I'm in town. Want to get a drink?
Want to get lunch?
Want to do something?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so here's Bo chatting about that.
So if you anybody who has kids know that when you are at a youth event, the schedule is completely malleable. You have no idea when you're playing or when you're not. The only thing you know is you are going to be at a venue that you otherwise would not be at in likely otherwise brutal conditions, in this case on Saturday. They did the best they could, but it was still pretty muddy, and that you are at their whim, however this thing's going to go. And so that's the only thing you know for sure. You don't know when you're available. You don't know anything. So you could do what Mike could have done if he was so desperate to see me. He could have done what Bake did. And Bake said, I'm up there. I'm going to stop by. And he did. And we had a great chat. We talked lacrosse and it was great. He got to meet Bootsy, all of those things. The other thing I would say, and I'm pretty sure this is true, Mike once drove up here for a grilled cheese sandwich. And I didn't get a call. Would have met him. Had grilled cheese with him. I'm pretty sure he drove up here for pizza. I would have met him. This is two-way street, this friendship thing, buddy. Two-way street. We're going to have to do a meeting of the minds at Memorial. We'll do it then.
Man, you really missed out.
Except the Memorial.
I'm not going. You really missed out, Bo, because I had a line on a Dublin cockfight that you and I could have went to on Sunday.
Bo's Bo is too highbrow to go to a cockfight.
Bo gets in his RV, comes right down here. We go to the cockfight.
That there is an RV.
I'll tell you what.
Take Bootsy to the cockfights.
Oh, Bootsy thrives at the cockfights.
Don't show Bootsy the cockfighting. He'll never be able to let up.
Could have brought Buddy Garrity, too.
God, he'll be hooked.
On the t-shirt.
Buddy's going to run out there and eat one of the cocks.
I want.
Can't have that.
I want. Don't rooster. Show Bootsy the cockfight on the t-shirt. I'll be the first one to buy one. Don't show Bootsy the cockfight.
Bootsy never gonna go away. Bootsy gonna be hooked by the cockfighting.
You know who the master of ceremonies was in the cockfight? Dr. Barry.
Oh, hey, these two cocks are about the same size. Figure that out. This one's got his knives all loose.
You got to make sure those are strapped in tight, buddy.
I love this show. I really do. God. You can give me $1 billion, I'd still show up tomorrow. I really would.
That's, you know what? That's very nice.
I really
nice.
Would. I'd show up tomorrow.
So would I.
I'd get a different host.
If I win the Mega Millions, you'd get a different host? What does mean?
Oh, my God. Oh, if you won the Mega Millions?
I said I'd still come to work, too. And then you just said,
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not thinking clearly. I'm thinking about cockfighting.
You know what? Nothing you said in the last 30 seconds made a damn lick of sense.
You're right.
And I don't like it for a minute.
You're right. More Too Hot coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane still blocked off from an accident eastbound North Outer Belt at 315, right around a 10-minute delay back from Sawmill. And in that same area, eastbound North Outer Belt, an accident on the left berm at US 23. This report is sponsored by COTA. Whether you're a seasoned COTA rider or ready to take your first trip, COTA's May service changes make getting around Columbus a little bit easier. See the new improvements at COTA.com/service changes. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously.
The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy here. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, you have old drafty windows, all right? Maybe you're running the AC, maybe you're running the furnace in the wintertime, and the guests in your home are too cold when they show up for the cockfight. Don't do that. Get yourself some new windows. Keep those cocks warm and the guests that come watch the cocks fight each other. Call my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because right now you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. If you need 100 windows, you pay for 50. Must be nice. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. Quick, how long is 24 months?
A couple years.
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
That's a couple.
Plus a $500 bonus off your home improvement project for every dollar you save. A dollar goes to the...
What? To the cockfighting fund?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You need a lot of money to get into cockfighting?
I think so, probably.
Do you think there's...
The big cocks are hard to find. Let me finish.
Hurry, I
call for your free in-home estimate today. 614-502-5220. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Promo code cockfight.
Kentucky Agency is also investigating the Ortiz brothers. So the one Ortiz won the Kentucky Derby. One of them won. The other one was jockeying right next to him on the loser horse. But this is crazy. Like,
probably sent to the Elmer's factory today.
Why?
It's what they do to the horses when they don't like them anymore.
No, they don't.
They turn them into glue.
They don't just kill the horses.
They do.
If they're injured, they do.
If not, their pee-pee doesn't work.
They stud them out, man.
That sounds good, but it's not. You're forcing these horses.
I agree with you on that.
To goo many times a day.
Don't say that. That's.
And it's not that's, good goo.
Stop.
You got to put your hand places and tickle the prostate.
Now you're going to get all Dr. Pull on me. You're going to put the giant elbow glove on and go right up some kind of hole? Make things happen? The goo is reserved for Krispy Kreme. Got it?
Sorry.
Good. Now, this cockfighting thing is unsettling for me. Do you think that this is going on in town right now?
I bet you as we speak, somewhere in Central Ohio,
there is a cock dying.
There is a cockfight going on.
Where do you think it is? Like out by like Big Darby Creek or something?
I think Zanesville's got a lot of cockfighting. What? They got that sign on 70 when you're driving in Zanesville? Zanesville, there, home of the cockfighting?
The Eagle Sticks cockfighting.
Uh-huh. Teddy.
Well, I don't know why Zanesville got me.
Too hot! All right. I have a couple cuts here from Rothman and Ice, and they were not, or Rothman was kind of upset because something that happened on Bishop and Friends where Bo and Baker were making some comments about some sports accomplishments that they had done. Like Baker saying that
sports accomplishments that they had done.
Yes. Like, for instance, Baker said that he could hit a drive 300 yards, you know,
and Rothman wasn't buying easily, it.
And Rothman was not. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So here we go. All right.
I have been in my life, maybe not right now, but I've been in my life a pretty good driver of the golf ball and a guy that would hit it 300 consistently. I've even hit a couple 340 in my life when I caught it really well.
Okay. Talk about it, Big Show. The casual nature of the maybe not right now, that actually throws in that it's still possible. Like maybe not right now. I'm not sure. We'll see. We're not in the season yet. 300 consistently, and then, quote, if I caught it right, 340, as opposed to if I didn't catch it right, it went 312. Like, the casual nature of that throw-out, first of all, I don't even know where to go with this. Was there a 30-mile-an-hour wind behind you? Were you on asphalt? Did you hit 8 sprinkler heads? Where did the ball land? Did you ever find it? Like,
oh my goodness. So you're
consistently 300?
Now look.
All right, the golf guy and me, that Ryan was pretty Baker, funny what Anthony was doing.
Ryan Baker asphalt. Is a big barrel-chested man.
Yeah. I've played with him, so I'll have an update here.
Beastly man.
Oh, he's
in a blue leisure suit.
Bulging man.
Plates are from Kansas.
He wears tiny t-shirts, so he looks even bigger.
So I he's a strong guy.
Yeah, he's a strong
right?
guy.
He's a strong guy.
He's top loaded.
If he says that he can drive it 340 yards consistently, and if he says that he knows how to cut a piece of sound properly, I'll believe him.
Yeah, that was Reeser on the sound that day.
That's what I've been told.
He can't hit it 300 yards.
Oh, no. Reeser? I don't know if Reeser's got the swing for it. I don't think I've seen him swing a golf club, but I've played with Baker. And look, consistently driving at 300, like us amateurs, like we can't do that consistently.
You're not Ryan Baker.
But at our best, do you think I can hit a 300-yard drive?
Yes.
Straight? Yeah, straight.
Yeah. Consistently?
Find some fairways. Again, define consistency, because I'm a 7 handicap, which means I'm shooting around like 80 to 83.
Timmy, I don't have time for this.
I generally suck.
I don't have time for this, okay?
Baker can hit it a long way.
Escape convicts, fugitive sex. I got a cockfight to focus on.
Right? I don't have time for this right now.
You stupid.
Little Jerry.
Little Yeti.
Does he bounce chicks too?
I don't like this whole cockfighting situation. We got to end it.
Adam King is apparently a professional golfer now. I'm going to tell you why.
I know that's false.
I'm going to tell you why.
Seen him play.
Coming up next. Oh, he drives it 400 yards. You kidding?
I have a thing to say about Adam coming up. All right?
All right.
You just wait, Adam.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane still blocked off from an accident on the eastbound north outer belt over at 315. A 5 to 10 minute delay back from Sawmill as a result. Also seeing some slow traffic eastbound 670 between 3rd and 71. Expect delays in there. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's opening round of the PGA Championship at Adirondack in Pennsylvania. Crowd atop the leaderboard, Aldrich Potgieter, Stephen Yeager, Minwoo Lee, Ryo Hizasuni, Martin Keimer, and Justin Thomas, all at 3 under par, one stroke ahead of the rest of the field. LPGA's Kroger Queen City Championship in Cincinnati, Chela Choi and Ina Yoon share the lead at 4 under par. Baseball today, Cincinnati Reds snapped a 2-game losing streak, beating Washington 15-1. J.J. Bleday homered twice, off day for the Guardians. Clippers continue their series at St. Paul. Hockey playoffs tonight. Montreal at Buffalo. That series tied at 2-2. Vegas at Anaheim. Knights lead the Ducks 3-2. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. For a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Too Hot Thursday with our guy Teddy.
Too hot!
He dazzles us with audio. We've also discovered and we're conversing about the Puerto Rican culture.
Why don't you pull that microphone thing a little harder next time, too?
Cockfighting.
Why don't you keep doing that with the mic on? Getting enough time to get situated in the 5-minute commercial break.
Why are you so angry?
Is
it because Rhyme Time didn't offer you some nachos?
Oh my God.
He just made nachos. Nacho boy. He's gonna be a nacho boy.
Nacho boy. He's gonna be a nacho boy. He is in heaven right now. Did you see him in there?
He's watching his golf.
He's not even working.
He's eating his nachos. He's getting ready for his Plain City Cockfight.
The PCCC?
Yeah.
Plain City Cockfight Club. Yep.
Cockadoodle-doo.
I bet it seems like a town that'd be into it,
Plain
doesn't
City
it?
Plain City with the Amish?
Oh man.
They got the puppy mills.
Puppy mills pick up there?
In Holmes County.
That's bad, too.
I like the puppy mills.
I'm going to get Rothman on them.
It's good.
I'm going to get him in there with Dog the Bounty Hunter. They're going to go bust them up.
I think the dogs should fight. Give the dogs little weapons, right, Teddy? Man. Like little chihuahua fights?
No, that's terrible. Stop it.
It's no good. What was the chihuahua fights? They fight the chihuahuas, too?
Why not?
In the back roads?
No.
Is there anything we wouldn't object to from an animal fighting another animal?
Wouldn't?
A rat fight? We care about rats?
I mean, we do test studies on rats, and that's acceptable, but that's for science, not for sport.
Right, but what I'm saying is there an animal out there? You know what I talked about this week, and you weren't here to hear it?
Bug fighting?
No, I said that I want to cull, which means eliminate murder.
I also don't like the way you just said, oh, but you weren't here.
Every single goose.
Oh, yeah, no, I was here for that.
You were here for the geese
conversation? Thanks for remembering.
You weren't here for that.
I was here for the goose conversation. We discussed it together. I mentioned how the barred owls were a thing in the Pacific Northwest.
I don't want to hear about Josh Bard's owls. I don't want to hear about any of it.
Stephen Bardo's owls?
What I am going to tell you is that these people, these nature people that tell you that the entire ecosystem was going to break down if one animal goes away, they're wrong.
You mean
they're
like wrong. One whole species of animal goes
wrong.
Away?
Well, we lose species all the time.
That is a part of life.
The
coyotes
will find something else to eat. All right? These geese, they suck. I hate them. And you know, by nature, they're mean and nasty.
Naughty by nature.
And I think they would fight each other.
No, but we're not going to be accepting.
I am.
You will, but you're inhumane.
I'm not. We'll get the geese to fight
with
each other
geese,
to the
you
death,
are.
And then we'll cook them up. We'll roast them up on the spit afterwards.
You
good
have,
eating.
You have a goose? You ever have a goose?
No, can't say that I have.
Gamey.
You had a goose?
No, but I just.
How do you know it's gamey?
I'm just assuming that it's a very gamey thing. Where are you with the deer meat?
I don't mind it.
Had my brother-in-law that had their family property in Virginia. They used to have just deer. 24/7, 365, they always had deer meat.
Yeah.
They were never without deer meat.
It's got a succulent.
He would always bring it back. So for about 2 years or so, when the four of us were living close together in Raleigh, we always had deer meat
in our
freezer.
It's a very lean meat.
I came to like it.
Red wine, demi-glace.
Mm-hmm. But then, for me not being a deer guy my whole life, and then I'm in my late 20s, and all of a sudden I got this guy that's supplying me with all this deer meat, saving money because I'm not having to get ground beef at the store. So everything that we were using ground beef or ground turkey for, just supplemented that with the venison.
So I've never had it in that capacity. I've had the loin.
Yeah.
I've
always had just the ground.
Yeah.
And
you ever have an ostrich burger?
No. No. You?
You know, they say ostrich is lower in fat, but you eat more of it.
Mm. It's just so tasty.
Teddy, you ever experiment with the game meats?
Not the ones you've mentioned, no.
No, what about a gator?
No.
I had a gator.
No.
I had a deep-fried gator nugget. Pretty good. It's deep-fried.
What about
put in a little ranch?
Beaver nugget.
Never had the beaver nugget from Buc-ee's. I know Nicole Sheeran loves her beaver nugget. She just goes knee-deep into the beaver.
You and I got to go to the bathroom out there sometime.
Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
You know, I would say gas station like that's probably got cockfights, but that's too professional of an organization.
I told you that Buc-ee's is like the size of an old, like, standard.
Well, that's
Kroger.
What I mean. Back
it's
in
like
the day,
it's like a grocery store
you'd
size
stop
thing.
Off at a highway truck stop, okay, before they got all fancy.
Oh, and you had
all
some.
Right. You had good prostitutes out there. You had good cockfights. Now they've gotten all glitzy. They've forgotten their roots, really, is what they've done.
The truck stops?
Yeah.
Loves
they've gotten
came
too
in.
Gentrified.
Loves came in.
Gentrified
and the Hasms came
truck
in.
Stops. It used to be just a place to wash your underwear and chop up a woman.
Could you imagine?
But now?
Could you imagine?
Shit.
Think about all the truck stops. All the truck stops across God's green country here. Think of what's gone on in those showers since they first opened them.
Psycho.
Can you imagine? I mean, what would you do in one of those truck stop showers if you were a crazy person? If you were a psychopath.
Think about it. Would you shower in the shower?
No, you're a psychopath, though. So you're into anything. So you see that privacy, you've seen that big shower room.
You're not allowed to take any more time off. Because what happens when you take time off, you're only working 2 days this week. We're trying to cram all of the dementia and crazy into 2 days that we normally cram into five.
It's not my fault that Teddy
It is your
put,
fault.
It's not my fault that Teddy put the cockfighting story in the prep today. I probably was going to miss that. I wasn't reading USA Today.
Right, Adam King.
I didn't know it.
Adam King is apparently a professional golfer now. He's late to everything, Adam King, which is why I say this.
How was he for the show on Wednesday?
Oh, he sucked. Yesterday?
No,
oh, my God.
What time did he show up?
He got here at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
No good?
Stop it.
It's an hour before
South Africa's Garrick Higo.
Hey, very good.
Was penalized 2 strokes for being late to his Thursday morning tee time, first round of the PGA Championship at the Adirondack Chair Golf Club.
It's a very comfortable tournament.
He's ranked 85th in the world. And then after his round, he was all pissy about it, saying it's not his job to be there 10 minutes early.
Teddy, I'm wondering if before the end of the show, you might be able to find the clip, because I'm seeing it on a tweet right now. I obviously can't listen to it, but the only quote that I see is that one that Mike just alluded to. It just says, I don't really think it's my job to be 10 minutes early. That's the quote. Yes, it is.
It is your job,
you're
Garrick Hingo.
You're expected to be there.
You know
at a
your
certain
tee time.
Time.
You have to be on the tee box 10 minutes before your tee time when the playing when the competitors that are ahead of you head on out,
this
you're
is
right there on the
like
tee box.
Adam King showing up to a meeting. He shows up at a 1 o'clock meeting at 1:01.
You're
all
late.
Right? And then
you're
he
late.
Says, well, we haven't even started talking yet.
You
what's the big deal?
You show up to the meeting five to ten minutes early.
5 minutes early is on time.
Yes.
As
I
a
agree.
Professional golfer, you should have more decorum
and respect
for the rules.
Yes, respect for the game, respect for your playing partners that are in the group with you.
It's rude. It's inconsiderate.
It is rude.
It's rude.
It's a major championship. Why don't you act like someone that's ready to compete? And of course, he goes out and shoots a 1-under 69 in his opening round with the 2-stroke penalty.
Who's the caddy, too? Isn't it the caddy's
responsibility?
No, I'm just saying the caddy's job is to get you moving.
Or someone on
Let's
your
go.
Team. Whether you have a coach or, yeah, it's the caddy or
Let's
someone.
Go. We're running
swing
late.
Instructor is there to, like, say, yeah, hey, it's 11:50 here. Tee time is at noon. We got to go right now. It's a 5-minute walk over there. Chop, chop. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And the fact that he couldn't just take ownership? Why can't people just accept when they mess up?
Because they take it as a sign of weakness. They have to be defiant. Because if they admit they're wrong or they admit their personal shortcomings, then they're weak.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. It's like when RG3...
We have an entire political hierarchy that embraces that.
Yeah, it was RG3 was like the third string quarterback with the Redskins at that time, and he was obviously going to get cut, and he looks into the camera and says, I think I'm the best quarterback on the earth.
Any mea culpa is a sign of weakness. All right, Timmy's wife is very excited about something. It has nothing to do with Timmy, by the way. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane is blocked off from an accident eastbound on the north outer belt. That's over at 315, right around a 5-minute delay back from Sawmill. And some more slow traffic on eastbound I-70, a 5-minute delay between James and State Route 256. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Home ownership, make it part of your future. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Josie.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, on Friday, we start with some sunshine across central Ohio, and then clouds increase as the day wears on. High temperatures in the low 70s. On Saturday, it'll be dry the first half of the day, and then a 60% chance of rain showers. Maybe a storm comes in the afternoon. Evening hours, much warmer with low 80s, and mid-80s on Sunday with some morning rain. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party? Yeah!
I got something for you, Mikey. So one of the things I love about my wife, Sarah, is how excited she will get about things. The things that she loves, she's got a bit of an obsessive personality. She would not argue with me on that. And that's a good thing. She loves reading. She's been going to some book clubs lately. She gets jazzed up for that. She is the biggest octopus fan you have ever seen in your entire life.
Like eating octopus?
No, just loving octopuses.
Because I love to eat octopus. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. I don't know if she'd have a big... Because we've discussed that, because she does like calamari.
Well, that's squid. That's not octopus.
No, I thank you for that.
Let me tell you something. I make some octopus sometimes.
How do you make it?
Well, they sell it.
Where do you get it?
At Costco, they have some octopus.
They actually have octopus at Costco.
It's actually pre-cooked. It's right there, and then you just warm it up and sear it on the grill.
Do they not have that at the Sam's, but they have that at the Costco?
Sam's.
Don't say no.
Sam's is too lowbrow for octopus.
What are you talking about?
No.
James Bond. We have the carnitas. We also have a golf ball now that's rivaling the Kirkland signature. We have the Members Mark golf ball. That's probably also going to get sued by Titleist and the Pro V1. It's a good ball, though. So anyway.
She gets excited about
octopus. She gets excited about that. And this latest thing, she's reading the tea leaves, and she bombards my Instagram like I will send you smut. She will send me not smutty things, but...
The things she's excited about.
Things she's excited about. I guess sometimes it could be smut. It could be male smut.
Does she send you mail?
And I'll look at that.
Male smut?
She might send me a picture of a hot dude, and I'll say, yeah, I can objectively say that guy's hot. Tyvus is not man enough to admit that. But you and I, we're comfortable with our sexuality.
Let me tell you something. If you're a real heterosexual, which I consider myself to be, there's no way you can't look at another man and say that's an attractive man.
Say, my God.
I mean, you want to do that, man.
No.
Okay? See, I'm secure in myself.
Maybe you might have thought about it for a second, though. Nothing wrong with that. So, she sends me all these little Instagram posts, and it was ironic because she's the biggest 21 Pilots fan that I know right now. And this is a group that people know them. They're from Columbus. They formed in 2009. Tyler Joseph, the lead singer, Josh Dunn, the drummer, it's the two of them. They put on a great show. I will give them that. I've seen a couple of their tours that have come through Columbus, and I think the effort that they put in to everything that happens before the show, like setting up, like the people that work for them, when it comes down to the lighting, to the actual crew that builds the stage up, they have to get a lot of like the backtracking done beforehand so it plays perfectly. They do an amazing job for just the overall experience, and then what they do as musicians. I can honestly say they're a good group.
It truly
band.
Is a choreographed.
Oh, it's like an experience.
Art.
Yeah, it's an absolute art form what those guys do, and they've been at it for a long time. And what I appreciate them a lot for is they seem to really, really care a lot about being from Columbus, Ohio. And that should be cool to all of us because we're all proud to be from here in such a great town. And they did. I just noticed Fishy was walking out of here with his knit hat on because it's 72 degrees. He didn't go with a coat, but he had his knit hat on. And it was of, what's the hat that he always likes to wear? He's wearing it 9 times out of 10, that knit hat of his.
The Illinois hat?
It's a Stadium Series hat
from the
famous Jackets game at the Shoe. And who played in one of the intermissions there?
And it was extremely cold.
Yep.
They were out there. 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots played at one of those intermissions. And we are saying to ourselves at the time, I think this group is now big enough.
What's their big song? Give me a big song that you think we'd have in here.
Ride, possibly.
Teddy?
Stressed Out. A couple of the songs from Blurry Face would probably be in there. It was ironic because I just listened to their new album. I listened to you and Nicole a little bit. I listened to you and Adam a little bit. And I listened to this album while I was on my way up. I know I
Blurry
did.
Face.
I thought you guys were funny.
Blurry face.
The album.
Face, ready?
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine.
You got
it's
me.
A little visitor now. Attawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
That's a banger, man.
That's a banger. I don't know why that got me, because it's not the name of the damn of a song. It's the album.
Well, and I didn't know.
Blur your face. I should have known.
You didn't.
We really don't have a 21 Pilots song in the whole Zeta.
No.
That shocks me. We have a million songs in there.
We don't have it.
I really thought there'd be some in there.
No, they're a recent band, though.
2009, though.
Yes. Yeah, but we weren't an FM station. No. Playing music in 2000. All of the songs we have in our system, it's from the old Mix 97.1 days.
I do get that, but a lot of us have put songs in there after the fact. Like I know that I used a bunch of them when we were doing the Mad About Hoops podcast. I would play some of those bump backs for a couple of the segments there.
How do you spell pilot?
I think you have to spell out the word 20. So it's actually three words. 21 Pilots. That's how they go with the group.
19 Matchbox 20 songs in here.
We do.
Close enough.
It's nothing only.
Oh, it's good.
So good.
Yeah. She said it's cold outside. She gave me a raincoat. She's always worried about things like that.
That's enough.
My fault.
All right, so 21 Pilots is throwing up signage all over town. Sarah's bombarding me with all these little Instagram posts of the Schottenstein Center and their poster that's promoting their upcoming tour. They just kept putting the words from here. It's a red sign and yellow lettering. It just says from here. And so these started showing up everywhere. There's a big one on one of the corners of the Schottenstein Center. So you're like, okay. People know the logo and like their design that's up there. 21 Pilots cooking up something. Haven't heard anything about the tour yet, but they got to be coming around. They always come around. Then look at this place. You ever been to Scully's Music Diner?
Oh, yeah. Legendary place.
Is that a place where Bone would go?
I don't think they play the acts that Bone likes there.
They don't do that
Bone
stuff?
Bone goes to the laundromat.
So Scully's Music Diner throws some stuff up. That's a small venue. Like, that's for a major group now that's winning Grammys.
They probably cut some of their
teeth.
I'm
sure they did.
They probably played there.
That's what I'm saying. And they would go back and play again. I don't know how the tickets are going to go for this. The website's going to crash when they come available, but Kemba Live, they're going to get in there.
Let me tell you something, buddy. If your wife, and I know that she did, spent like $1,000 on Backstreet Boys tickets.
Oh, $1,000?
Was it more?
I think it was. She sat front row at a Backstreet Boys concert in Cincinnati.
I can't believe there'd be that much demand.
I can't either.
For Backstreet Boys. But if she spent that type of cash for that,
what's she going
to watch, like,
this?
You know, white trash AJ McClain up there?
Oh, my God.
Your kid's not going to go to college.
Who's AJ McClain?
Isn't he in Backstreet Boys?
I think you just made up a name.
No, I think isn't it AJ McClain? Isn't it
Backstreet?
Nick Carter?
Lance Bass, right? Or is that NSYNC?
I think Lance Bass is the other one.
Lance Bass is NSYNC, right?
Joey Fatone? Is that NSYNC?
Oh, you're right. That's a guy.
AJ McClain?
Yeah,
I told you.
Nick Carter, Howie Duroux.
Oh, Howie Duroux.
AJ McClain.
Who could forget Howie Duroux?
Brian Littrell and Kevin Richardson. Yeah. Why did I not remember AJ at all?
McClain.
Must have been the other guy. So they look like they're going to all around these different places. And then the big one is the horseshoe.
Oh.
So we had discussed it. And it looks like October 17, which of course is the day that the Buckeyes are playing on the road at Indiana.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to be able to commit to going to that show
if they're
going to be playing Indiana at 4:30 or, I don't know why it'd be 4:30.
That's
but
a big nooner.
You think it's probably going to be the big nooner?
Ohio State, Indiana, Fox has got first dibs on that.
They must know. I don't think they would want to be playing their show because
they're good, clean boys.
Tyler's gone on as the guest picker on game day. Now, the drummer hardly ever talks, so he just sat there silent, but Tyler did the whole thing. He just hits the sticks.
Here's how it's going to work on October 17. Noon, Buckeyes in Bloomington. They go over there. They take care of business. All right? 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you get out of there. You make the trip back.
Because a good fan, you go to Bloomington, you cheer on your team, right?
Yeah.
Make the trip back.
Yeah.
Seven.
How about that?
You sashay right in there to the horseshoe.
Now forget about.
And then you have a little.
Forget about the Indianapolis.
Whatever song they play.
Stressed out ride. No. What is that?
Who am I, you?
Seven Nation Army or something?
Right, Teddy? Maybe they play a little Hot for Teacher?
Yes.
Right, Teddy?
That's what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't do that. That ain't them. But that would be better than doing the Indy Charlotte double. I'll do Bloomington, B-Town, Columbus for the Buckeyes and Hoosiers, and then 21 Pilots.
Absolutely.
Maybe get a PJ set up. We could get 21 Pilots in studio, couldn't we, to discuss the tour and
PJ
private jet?
Oh.
Was that pretentious to say that? I don't like it when people use that acronym either.
PJ.
I don't know why. I don't know why I did that. You know what? Jail.
Retool that segment. I'll retool you.
I'm going to hop on my PJ. Wear your PJs.
Let's do some Too Hot. Teddy's just been lollygagging all show.
It's been
doing
a big bust.
Nothing over there.
Too Hot.
Just nothing. Too Hot coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane still blocked off from an accident eastbound on the north outer belt at 315. Right now, a minute or two worth of delays back from Sawmill. And a new accident in its westbound on the west outer belt before US 62 that crash off on the right berm. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, 9 o'clock tonight. What are you doing? You're doing nothing. So come join me on YouTube. Just search Common Man's Basement. It's brought to you by my friends at the Lion's Den. And we're going to have a little alone time. You, me, in the basement tonight. Uncensored conversation.
Baby.
Have a little real talk.
You have like a big reveal tonight, or we just kind of...
I do have a big reveal.
Big reveal.
Tonight, because you have the opportunity to take something home that's very important to Timmy and I.
We were preparing this thing today.
That's right.
For you guys. So we hope you get a chance.
I'll tell you what that is coming up 9 o'clock tonight on YouTube. And if for some reason you can't watch live, it's always there for you whenever you want.
I missed paying off on a tease back there. It just came to me. We were talking about Adam King and the slow golfer.
Yeah.
And how he can't be on time. There was something else I wanted to say about King, because you were mentioning that you guys played some Pongy in my absence out there. I wasn't here, but you like to get a couple of games in before the show and some mid-show games.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
And he's the worst athlete.
I've seen him a couple of times out on the golf course. And I even told him, I said, Adam, you know, your takeaway looks solid. You get the club up to the top there, cock the wrists. After that, it all goes to S, man. It just, everything from the move at the top, it just gets kind of loopy. And I've never seen... And this is, there's part of a compliment in here, Adam, a man that is so like well equipped, like he is, like he's tall.
He looks
he's thin. He looks like he could have been an athlete. He looks like he could have been a high school quarterback.
Looks like he could have been, right? James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues.
Looks like he could have played QB. Looks like he could have been an outside wide receiver with his build. I have never seen a man that looked like he could be that athletic.
and couldn't be any further from it.
I got one for you.
I mean, he can't
I got
do
one for
anything.
You.
He can't shoot a pop a shot.
Aaron Bradshaw. Aaron Bradshaw also looks like
he doesn't look
he
like
should
an
be
athlete.
Good.
He's too skinny. Too tall and too skinny.
Yeah, King sucks. King just
terrible athlete
at life too.
Just
sucks.
He could have been
God.
A good actor.
No,
he was a thespian.
No.
He was in the shows. He did lavish musicals.
He did. He liked the cross dressing.
Too hot.
All right, Teddy. Too hot. What do we got?
All right. How about, let's go back to T-Bone and Tyvus. We haven't heard from them in a little bit. And Tyvus was chatting with T-Bone. They were actually promoting your show tonight.
The Basement Show?
Yeah, the Basement Show tonight.
Okay. It's so today?
Nice thing. Well, this was from a couple of days ago
did
this. And Tyvus asked T-Bone a question about, you know, does he basically, you know, miss hanging out with you guys, you know? So, all right, let's give it a listen here.
Do you miss Common Man at any point?
Sure. I mean, we saw each other every day for 13, 14 years. Mm. I mean, because I worked as a producer on their show, too. So, yeah, I mean, I miss him. I miss Panama Ted. I miss Timmy Hall, even, you know, him in afternoons.
If you could only see one of them every day for the rest of your career, who would it be?
Panama Ted.
Wonder why you picked that one, Teddy.
Boy, that's a quick answer. Well, God, yeah, I know why you wouldn't want to see me.
Well, you two had a history.
Yeah, a history.
That one night.
A history of violence.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Ted.
That too one. Hot.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, how about the Buckeye Show? We never hear from the Buckeye Show often, right?
Why do you shun the Buckeye Show for this segment? Is there something personal?
Most of the time, they talk about the Buckeyes on there. They're not, you know, they don't have like goofy, silly things going on.
They're actually professional.
Exactly.
And we're not.
But Reimer was telling me about this, and they were chatting about weird things that, you know, kind of like food quirks that you kind of have, because apparently this was Austin and Brandon were on the show hosting, and they were talking about Jeremy Birmingham. And apparently his weird thing is that he doesn't like eat any leftovers. So Austin was saying that if they order a pizza, he'll eat like two or three pieces of pizza, and then the rest of it's just, he's not having any of that
that's
again.
Not good.
No, so no leftovers at all.
He should marry my wife.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they were talking about that, and then they were sharing some of their things that they have, you know, weird food things about. Here we go.
The weird thing with me with food is that, like, warm and or hot, like, creamed cheeses, like a crab rangoon, the most disgusting thing in the world.
Ooh.
Don't like it. Warm cream cheese. I need cold cream cheese, like, on a bagel.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like a manicotti, like warm ricotta inside of a noodle, which I love all of those components. Hot, disgusting. Can't do it.
I like nachos. Don't like just straight cheese.
That's a little weird, too.
How am I supposed to follow that? I can't eat mac and cheese. Don't like that.
That's not just cheese, though. That's noodles.
I know, but it's mostly cheese.
Does it matter any kind of cheese? Or are you saying just like
I'll eat cheese with pizza and nachos, maybe some burgers, but it's about it. Nothing else.
All right, that's a weird one.
What am I supposed to do with that?
For sure. Does it matter what kind of cheese? If it's like a good homemade mac and cheese, you're still out?
I'm out. Yeah, still out.
This is a wild
scene of event. Let's pivot.
We got a lot of freak shows working here, man.
Austin, I'm with you, buddy. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
We got a lot of freak shows. Did I ever tell you my thought?
Every time I think Reimer doesn't know anything, then he comes out and says that he doesn't eat mac and cheese. He's a nacho boy. He's eating melted cheese on the nachos, but he said he couldn't eat straight cheese. I thought that just meant like a cold slice of cheese on like a nice cracker, which is still nuts.
You know who else has got a cheese problem?
Who got a cheese problem?
Paul Keels.
Paul Keels got a cheese
problem?
Paul
Keels will only eat cheese on a pizza, no other application.
What?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
From him. I mean, I've known him for 23 years.
How does it come up in conversation?
We have lots of discussions about cheeses. Yes, we do.
Like a sharp Vermont cheddar?
I'm sure at one point we went out for burgers or something. Hey, Paul, you going to get some cheese on the burger?
No, just on a pizza. Mm.
That's...
Excuse me.
It's a terrible keel.
The pizza.
What?
Now,
The warm cream cheese thing bothers me too, because I've said this. If I were ever to open up my own restaurant, which I wouldn't because I don't know what I'm doing and I'd lose lots of money. But for the first thing that I give you for free, instead of just bringing out some bread and some pats of butter,
what kind of restaurant are we doing? Like a fine steakhouse? What's the genre?
Whatever. Let's do a fine steakhouse that maybe has some Italian dishes there. Nice Italian steakhouse. Good. Anyway, so the first thing I'm going to bring you is some warm pretzel bread.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Some sticks. Hyde Park does a good stick, okay? Mm-hmm. So nice warm basket of pretzel sticks. And instead of some butter, everybody does butter.
Yeah, but not all butter is the same.
I understand.
Not all butter is the same. Some people do that like seasoned butter. I know. It can be so good.
I love butter, but instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little thing of warm whipped cream cheese.
Okay.
For you to take that warm pretzel roll and just scoop that cream cheese right up.
Good, huh?
Oh, my God.
I can't say that I've ever done that. Oh. Like, I've had cream cheese in different forms. I don't know if I've
there
just done it.
There was a place in the mall when I was a kid, it was called Hot Sam, which sounds like something you're going to do to your partner later when you turn the lights off. It's called Hot Sam Pretzels, and they gave you your choice of dipping things. And it was like, you know, nacho cheese and stuff like that. But one of the options was a warm cup of cream cheese. You take that Philly-style soft pretzel, you dip it into that warm cream cheese. Ooh, dope!
The Hot Sam. That does sound
Go home
nasty.
To your wife later and say, tonight,
feel like we, feel
you
like,
and me, the I've, Hot Sam.
I feel like we stumbled onto a move last week at some point, too, with some item.
You and your wife stumbled upon
it? No. Just some, we were talking about it on the show. It sounded kind of like that, like it was a Hot Sam or a Cleveland Steamer. one of those things. It came up naturally in a story or conversation.
Teddy.
It sounded like one of those things.
Teddy, you like the warm cream cheese thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. You like a crab rangoon?
Oh, it was the Boston Cooler. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's great as well.
You ever have a crab rangoon? I feel like I'm talking to Reimer now.
No, I've never had.
You ever have Chinese food, Ted?
Yes. Teddy, you haven't had a crab rangoon?
You ever see a Chinese person,
talking
Teddy?
About?
Yes, I have.
Teddy, you ever hang around the gymnasium?
You like movies about gladiators, Teddy?
I do. Yeah, gladiators.
You ever been to a red Chinese prison?
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On eastbound 670, a new accident in over at Neal Avenue that's got the right two lanes blocked off, a 10-minute delay back from Grandview. And on southbound 315, it's another accident blocking the left lane after Ackerman. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Home ownership, make it part of your future. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Thursday.
Hello, Beam.
So you don't like the warm cream cheese, huh?
No, I can't do it, man. Don't like it.
What about lasagna with the...
Delicious lasagna.
I like lasagna.
Yeah.
But fine. You said manicotti. You got a problem with.
So I do. Good. There's too much.
Oh, but you get like the red sauce, the too, to neutralize
the tubular
it.
Aspect of it.
I love like a shell. I love a big shell.
Oh, I love a stuffed
right?
shell.
Delicious.
Oh, my God.
Yo, just cut, pierce into that.
Crab
and cheese comes oozing.
Ooh, I love
a oozing out.
Oh.
Nasty. Like a baked ziti? You like a good baked ziti?
I love a good ziti.
There's some like warm ricotta in the baked ziti recipe as well.
I can
well.
Do that.
Yeah.
But the glob. Mm.
You don't like
yeah,
the
love
glob.
That glob.
So it's the amount of it.
Yeah, I think so. It's the mouthfeel.
What about like a cottage cheese? You got a problem with
fine
a cottage,
with cottage
cheese?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Cold.
Sour cream.
You it's do cold.
A dollop of daisy.
Yeah, good.
Dollop of daisy. Nothing like a little daisy sour cream on a nice warm taco.
I feel like
fajita.
That daisy is the superior sour cream.
I agree. I think they're the tops. Who else is even in the sour cream game?
Dean's. They do a sour cream, right?
And then you're
they
just
do the dip, right? They do like
a hell
they
of
do
a
the
good.
Dips.
Yeah.
Into your generic brands after that.
Kroger's, Meyer's.
Gotta Costco's, throw the S.
Sam's Clubs.
You gotta throw the S. Kirkland Signature.
Too hot.
Members Mark.
Teddy. More too hot.
You want another too hot? Okay. Yeah. I can give you this. Earlier we were talking about how Rothman and Ice, they were upset about the, you know, 300-yard drives that Baker does.
You think Baker can bomb at 300? Beam? And you're a golf guy, too.
I was thinking football, and I'm like, no. He can't throw a football 300 yards.
A golf ball.
No, football right over the mouth. No, he cannot drive the golf ball 300 yards.
Man, I wish I could go back.
All right, well. All right, well. On the other end of that, Bo was talking about how he could make, you know, three-pointers pretty easily. So there's a little clip of that.
We and are then all they, doing great
and
stuff,
then they, aren't we? They respond to that. So you'll hear Bo first. Here we go.
Every once in a while, I can hit five or six threes if I'm in a row playing with the boys. So, like, that's a regular thing.
Regular thing. I love that. That's all. It was
are
just
those
a quick
19-9?
Thing.
Are those NBA threes? What are those?
Those are the important questions at the presser. We need them to
I
respond.
I could see definitely unguarded.
Just
raining, but five or six in a row is quite. We might need a little video on that, but
are we drawing the 3-point line in chalk in the driveway like we do when we're kids?
I mean, the NBA three is 23-9.
He's got five or six in a row in him. He's ready to go.
I mean, I remember when college was 19-9. I don't know what it is now, but I mean, we're just draining, just spot up draining five or six in a row.
Bishop and Friends has the long drive champ here at the fan.
Clearly, we have the Happy Gilmore of the fan.
And the three-point champ all on one show.
There's no way he's hitting six threes in a row.
And his court is outdoors. You've got wind conditions.
There's no
First
way.
Of all,
it's extremely
Craig
tough.
Craig Hodges? Cole needs to realize.
Without the goggles?
Cole needs to realize who he's talking about. It's Uncle Bo. It's the Bishop Estate. If there's going to be any people here with regulation court,
yeah, riding the 3-point line with chalk, nobody. He has an entire regulation outdoor basketball
Jay Burson
court.
It
looks,
furnished it.
It looks like Larry Bird's house in French Lick. All right,
I got wood.
The house they go to in Blue Chips, like that's his outdoor court.
Let me lay your parquet. What do you think is more likely, though? Baker hitting 300-yard drives or Bo making five threes in a row?
I think Bo could, like, in an indoor gym. If he's getting a nice clean pass, like right to the chest or right to his shooting pocket,
he's an athlete.
He can step and shoot. I'm sure he could make five or six threes in a row, maybe more if he's feeling hot. Outdoors, I think that's a stretch. That's tough for anybody that's not a pro to just be knocking down trays like that from NBA range. Now
I would take Baker.
A difference of the old high school three, which a lot of like just
I didn't
backyard
say he could do it
courts
consistently.
Alike.
He's saying a 300-yard drive?
He can pipe
no, he
it.
Said,
I played with
he said 340.
Yards?
He can pipe
no,
it.
No, he didn't say 340.
He said 340.
Like all-time best.
Is he Jay
what
Taylor?
he's doing hella skiing right now.
Baker's not a scratch hands. Golf player. Don't get it twisted. He could just
Baker's
hit
got
some.
A big, thick upper body.
He's a robust man.
He's eating those Robert Irvine Crunch bars over there.
It's a good brand.
What do you think I hit it back when we were
not
playing a lot?
300, man.
270?
No.
60?
Yeah, 260.
Yeah.
I hit 60, mine 65. Like 240 on a great drive
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
He's out driving me by 100 yards.
He's boom, boom, cousins.
No way. What's the leading driver on the PGA Tour averaging?
Not probably 320.
Yeah. That's Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy against Ryan Baker.
Okay, I was thinking of this a little bit differently. Like, again, because define consistently meaning like every time you catch it, they're going 300. I'm thinking maybe two or three of the best drives he's going to hit in a round in perfect conditions. Maybe he can get that roll out to 300.
No way.
340 I could see is an all-time personal best.
Beamer says no.
Downwind, downhill. That can happen.
This whole show's been downwind. What do you think about a good cockfight, Beamer?
Love him.
You ever go to a cockfight?
I'd like to participate in one someday.
Puerto Rico.
Would you just go as a fan and bet, or would you want to get the cock and train it?
No, he doesn't know what he's doing. He can't train a cock.
Look at him. He's an industrious fellow. He can do anything he sets his mind to.
I think I'd like to do both.
He taught himself the game of golf from ground zero. When I started playing with him, he sucked. He became a low double-digit handicap.
Single digit.
The time it was done. Oh, even better.
First couple roosters, I killed them, man. But once I got to that fifth one,
they weren't tough.
Ooh, baby.
They weren't tough.
That's right.
All right.
Pete Merwitz coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight.
I don't know, guys. Austin Ward's in with me tonight. We got 2 hours. We'll make something happen.
I don't know, Craig.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Hey, what's the matter with the crew?
They suck. I watched them last night for 10 minutes. I had to turn them off.
We got Noah Abu Ali, who had, what, 5 goals in the first 7 games, but they weren't any good
with him. They stink.
They're one of the worst teams in the league.
They've abandoned Henrik Ridgeström's system. Like, I don't know if it's player-led, if he's abandoning it, they're second-guessing themselves, but like they're not doing anything that he says that they're going to do. It's just 11 guys out there doing whatever they think is
best. And it looks like it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Disorganized mess.
Bad.
This is incredible. Not only did they lose their third straight, but they allowed a second straight guy on the other team to score 3 goals for a Hattie. Has that ever happened?
Sure it has.
That's not something that happens a lot.
And then a comet hit the earth.
I'm willing to bet that's a first time that it ever happened in MLS. Back-to-back games, you let a dude, a forward, get a hat trick.
How you doing, Ted?
Can he hit a drive 340? No. Only Baker can do that. We need to get some competitions going. We need to get it on video.
Yes, we do.
We need to measure. We need to have a real P-measuring contest.
No chance he gets 300.
Buckeye Show is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow for Go to Joe Friday. Don't forget tonight, 9 o'clock, YouTube. See you then. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right two lanes are blocked from an accident eastbound on 670 over at Neal, causing about a 10-minute delay from Grandview Avenue. Southbound east outer belt, also an accident blocking the right lane at US 33. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.